want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, PO Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Okay, we're back. So why don't we go to our first caller? We have Harvey in Manhattan.
Good afternoon, gentlepersons. How are you both?
Good, how are you?
I'm great. First, I just want to say that I've accepted Jesus Christ as my personal savior.
All right.
And my question is about my little boy. He hangs out with other little boys, and they taunt each other about each other's religions, and there are occasions where I'll go into his room, and I'll find him literally, practically eating his own BM while he's listening to the Don and Mike Show. And I was wondering if you think this is healthy for little boys to be doing this sort of thing.
How old is your boy?
He's 27.
Where's your BM detector now, see?
Oh, I don't know how you got that call through. I gotta hang up on this guy. You know, we used to use a delay for morons. You know what? I haven't had a call like that in years. Because of call identifying, you think that the morons were gone.
Stay tuned for your shot at big bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Did you wash your ass today? Did you wash your ass today? Did you wash your ass today?
I just noticed something that in one of your interviews with John Candy, I believe, it looked like an older interview, you had less hair than you have today. How do you explain it?
I don't wear a wig, sir.
Paint your bald spot?
What bald spot?
You paint your bald spot?
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. My hair grows.
Do you paint your bald spot?
I don't have a bald spot.
How come you had less hair on the tape?
Maybe my hair grew. Maybe I had a bad haircut that day. By the way, something. What do you care?
Paint your bald spot?
I don't. Do you paint your bald spot?
Paint your bald spot?
Suck on it, Trebek. Suck it long and suck it hard. That's beautiful. You kiss your mother with that mouth.
No, but I did something to your mother with this mouth.
Suck me. The Donna. I cracked myself up. I cracked myself up. I heard myself saying that and it made me laugh.
I am out here for you. You don't know what it's like to be me out here for you. It is an up at dawn, pride swallowing siege. That I will never fully tell you about, okay?
Did you wash your ass today?
Don't tell me they're just sitting, like, letting the audience just stand out there like that. Oh, my God. Okay. So let's hurry off here.
Did you wash your ass today?
This is retarded. They told me they were going to do a vamp.
Did you wash your ass today?
Oh, no. What are they doing?
Did you wash your ass
today? I'm just not gonna just stand out there. I thought they were gonna bam. Okay, thanks. You retarded.
See you in Toledo, you stupid whore.
What exactly are we looking at here?
What do you mean? What?
Well, I mean, is it the
Is it the Frank or the Dave?
I don't know. It looks like, I think it's a little bit of both.
Break them veins! Break them veins!
what's that bubble there?
What do you think?
Well, how the hell did you get to be above the flag? I mean, you're the...
I don't know.
It wasn't like it was a well-thought-out plan.
You know, there really does seem to be an awful lot of skin coming through there, so I'm going to find some Vaseline, honey.
Hey, buddy, it's your old pal Dave. I wonder if you would take a request. Yeah, go into real estate. Oh, man.
What have I been saying for the last 4 minutes?
Percodan is addictive.
I'm in London doing Royal Command Performance. And I have a bookie who takes my bets for horse races in London. And I told him my problem, that England doesn't have what I need, and I'm running out. He said, it's okay, I'll get a bloke for you. Okay. He tells me that if I go to Green's Delicatessen in Soho at midnight after my show, a man will come over to me and bring me 10 Percodan. He said, just bring cash. Fine. He brought me 10. I gave him $1,000. I had the 10 Percodan that only took me through 3/4 of the next day. That's how bad it was. So I'm getting in terrible trouble now because the Percodan is not even working.
Joe.
Hi.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Lord, you don't know if you fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
Are these the people that are gathered outside the radio station right now?
I think that might be the case. Oh, no.
I don't know. They're a mob, I'll tell you that.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Rob, beware!
Not sure they'd make it in this man, Don.
I'm off the job.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. VM Eaters and all the ships at sea. Hey, there's nothing they won't do for a nice half bushel of fresh peaches. Don Geronimo and Mike. Oh, now.
Thanks, Robbie, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike show. A new episode on this Friday. July 11th.
Nice.
WJFK FM Washington. Live 105 FM Baltimore. WYSD FM Philadelphia. WVUF FM Buffalo, KCJJ Iowa City, and the other ones. 877-365-3636. Toll free number from anywhere in America. From Canada, 800-636-1067. And from D.C., you can call us, of course, at 202-432-1067.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Buzz. Hi. Of course, we always start the show with a variety of questions. Well, first, a statement.
Shut up.
Yeah, shut up. And then we ask...
Is anyone listening?
Right.
Did you wash the ass today?
Yes.
Hey, what happened?
Someone called for a doctor?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That was done perfect.
Yeah.
So, hi, and welcome. It's 3:08 here on this... good-looking Friday.
Beautiful Friday.
Mm-hmm.
There they all are.
we should just get it out of the way. There are a bunch of people, a bunch of transients from around America.
They're scary.
Salt of the earth. Mm-hmm. They scared Mike and I when we went out a moment ago. they're out front of the radio station, and they have, like, Weber grills and bushels of peaches.
Yeah.
And they're in various stages of unwashedom. And God bless them. They've driven some of them across the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, believe me, there was one from Iowa out there. They're all connected.
To have a picnic in front of our radio station, and it's going to pour. We're going to get an awful thunderstorm here any second. Joe, why don't you bring them in here?
Is it really supposed to rain today, too?
Yeah.
Even after last night, I thought we got that out of our system.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Donald.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I'm calling from the old Montego Bay Trailer Park.
Montego Bay Trailer Park.
Wow. Living at large. You forgot 96 Rock, buddy.
Oh, Ocean City, you're right. Thank you, my friend.
Gotcha.
I'm within spitting distance of the Montego Bay Trailer Park down in Ocean City.
There's a place
Tequila
I'd like to be right now.
Pardon me?
I said I love the Mockingbird.
Tequila Mockingbird.
Tequila Mockingbird, yeah. Everybody gets a free plug on this show.
Always good after a night of tornadic activity to hear from the trailer park.
Boy.
Know that all is well.
And Listen, well, I guess when the unwashed get in here, we'll talk about last night's tornadoes, such as they were, in the D.C. area.
Were there any tornadoes at all? Did anything touch down?
I don't believe so.
No.
Although last night they had the panic alarm going. And you know, sure. there's one school of thought that says if you have weather coming your way, well, you should, you know, break into the TV broadcast and let people know that there's a severe thunderstorm warning and there's tornado warnings roughly 150 miles away from Washington, D.C. I'm on the phone with Rob during this, and Rob's saying, turn on Channel 7. Then he's saying, turn on Channel 9. And I'm getting madder and madder because all of the weather that they're pointing out, all of this alleged tornadic activity, yeah, bring it in, it's not coming to the Washington, D.C. metro area.
No, but the way that they positioned it, the way they talked about it, would indicate that we were going to be really experiencing, I had heard the worst storms in 5 years, tornadic thunderstorm activity.
Mm-hmm. Now, the thing that I loved, though, was I was on the phone with Rob screaming because it was a minute until nine, and I said, I can't believe that they're doing this
right
on CSI night.
Mm-hmm.
And they went in the space of 30 seconds from going to a gigantic screen that had Doppler radar and tornadoes expected in these towns and hail. I mean, they had.
I didn't hear anybody questioning it. I heard people really saying, we are going to get them. They're going to be coming.
They had all of this information, and at 9 o'clock, it's like somebody just hit a switch and said, oh, yeah, our most popular show is on now.
Right.
And all of a sudden, it was like tornadoes be damned.
Sure. Good.
CSI ran last night.
Yeah, they don't know what they're doing. They can't predict it unless it's right on top of us.
Well, let's say hello to these people.
My God, look at this throng. This is a dangerous-looking group.
Let's try to keep any potential advertisers away from these people. I mean, they are good, solid folk.
Great, solid, hearty citizens. Yeah, but they seriously look like every goddamn one of them just got out of prison.
Take a look at them. And why are you here? Why are you?
Do you have a spokesmodel? Do you have anybody who's your official spokesman or your ringleader?
All right, you're from Iowa, right?
Yes.
Now, why in God's name would you drive from Iowa to D.C.?
I didn't drive. I flew, but...
You flew even worse. Why would you do that?
I have literally listened to you guys since I was in high school, and this is the coolest thing.
So this is a special moment for you.
Yeah. You poor man.
You know, it's hard for you can understand being who we are since you listen all the time.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's a little hard for us to grasp. You understand that, don't you?
I understand that.
Being who we are, we're not, you know, we're not about that. You know,
to me, or to you guys, I'm the great unwashed of society.
You know, I like it. He's obviously
that's right. That's correct. That is correct.
The great unwashed.
So you're here from Iowa,
yep.
And you're in front of our station with a bushel of peaches. It's starting to rain now. You've got a Weber grill out there. You have, I saw one guy has his laptop going.
Right.
Two laptops.
Now, are you on the web right now talking about where you are and what you're doing?
We were until Lisa was very nicely said we could come in. And thank you, Don, and thank you, Mike.
Pleasure. Well, we came out before the show to say hi to these to these freaks.
Why the F are you guys here?
That's what Don said.
I know. I think I called him effing moron. I mean, and you know, I didn't mean that, but it's like, why would you...
Now, I think I know, and I might be wrong, but the picnic really doesn't work if you don't get the invite to come in here for just a second, right? I mean, isn't that kind of... No? You're saying... Am I wrong? It doesn't matter?
Yeah.
I mean, you're that loyal to this...
Yes.
What?
I would have been just as happy...
You would just sit outside and be ignored? No, then you would leave and you would hate us.
Or is it the camaraderie between you guys?
No.
Now, see, I believe them. They're disagreeing with us. Yeah. So, what is it, the camaraderie between you guys, or what, that you have the thread that you have in common is that you listen to the show and you talk about the show?
If we asked you to drink Kool-Aid, poison Kool-Aid, would you do it?
I would do it.
You would do it.
You would do it. The guy with the red size cap wouldn't do it, though.
This is a reunion, I guess.
Short of being arrested or losing my wife and child.
Wow.
You have a wife and child?
Yeah.
Oh, my
Eight
God.
Years old.
Really?
Oh, now he's pulling out the wallet.
Right,
Mike made the fatal mistake of asking.
That's my daughter, Jillian.
All right, now why is the wife covered?
Oh.
The wife is covered. The wife's head. You've covered the wife's head with your baby.
Was she covered with white pee? Or
I want to get
covered
with... I want to get a look at the wife.
You know if it's an erotic picture?
Whoa. Wait, look at the wife. Whoa!
I guarantee she's
banging. She's a knockout.
I guarantee
you got this out of a. What's this? Prison release card. No.
I guarantee she is banging another guy in Iowa right now.
Oh my God! She is a PO.
I guarantee she's on her back right now, and some handsome guy is servicing her, and he's going. He's humping her, and he's going. I can't believe this. Where's your stupid husband? He flew to Washington to go see these dumb disc jockeys.
Wow, that's an.
There's the picture that was covered up.
Your wife is a POA.
Thank you.
Well, listen, what is your
name?
It's
hard to find in Iowa, isn't it?
My name's Brian.
And Brian, it's nice to meet you.
It's very nice to meet
nice
you.
Nice to meet you, my friend. Thank you for coming by.
By the way, I was part of the 35% when KKMA used to run you guys.
Oh, in Sioux City, right?
Sioux City, Iowa.
Right? Sioux City, Iowa. All right, nice to meet you. Let's get everybody up here, and then we'll move on. Hi, what's your name?
My name's Rob. I'm from the area. I've been listening for 15 years now.
Appreciate it, Rob.
I want to say hi to Jen. She's all at work now.
Very good. And you communicate with all these people, and that's how you got here today, right?
Yes.
So this was going on. All right, you next, sir. Go right ahead.
Hi. I'm Mark, and I'm from Leesburg, and I've been listening since the Wave of Days.
All right. He's another local guy. Nice to meet you. Okay, how about you right here? What's your name?
My name's Matt.
Where are you from?
Lovettsville, here in Virginia.
He's a weird guy.
Matt's just been released.
Sorry.
All right.
I want to say hi to my wife, Kat, and shout out to Esmai.
These are people that are married.
All of these spouses must be incredibly proud.
Right. All right. Yes, you, sir. Enter and sign in, please.
My name's Jay. I'm from Columbia.
Okay.
I actually was the one that won the iPod and the big prize packs before you guys went on vacation.
Bring them with them.
All right.
And you were the one.
And it rocks. Thank you very
congratulations.
Much.
Congratulations. All right. Nice
hi,
to
Kathy.
Meet you.
Hi, Lindsay.
There we go.
There you go. All right. How about you, Red? Step up.
All right.
My name's Kelly. I'm
hi,
from
Kevin.
Manassas.
Hi there.
I'm not married.
And you're not married?
Very
well,
good.
Nice to meet you. Hello, sir, from the Donna Mike Workout Center. Hi, what's your name?
John, I'm from Leesburg, listening since Wava.
All right,
great.
Thank you for coming by.
Good stuff.
Bobby Labonte, step up. Come on, Bobby.
Jason, Greenville, South Carolina.
Wow.
Hey,
Greenville.
Now, wait, hold on.
We are not even on in Greenville.
I was trying to move away.
We are not on in Greenville. I'm actually going to make a note of that here on my little thing.
Yep.
A guy came from Greenville.
Yep.
Now, why would you come from Greenville when we've not been on in Greenville for how long, Robbie? 2 years?
There are no
since
fees.
2001.
Think since 2001? Is there, do you illegally listen to the show?
Every now and again.
Mike, we
don't know anything about
Mike,
it.
Mike, it's like Fight Club.
No idea.
Remember.
Yeah.
You don't. What's the first rule of Fight Club?
Wait.
You don't talk about Fight Club.
There is no
we
Fight Club.
We have a mantra about this.
Yes, what's the mantra?
What is it?
There are no feeds. There is no Fight Club. I have no cat's feet. I have no mule ears. I have no seal tail.
Jeez.
In the fifth, your ass goes down. Learn it, live it, love it, or get full-blown AIDS.
Wow.
Hold on.
I'm frightened now. I'm very frightened right now.
I would like you, if you wouldn't mind, I got some music. Rob's finding music for me now.
No nerves.
I'd like you to repeat that.
Very good. All right, this is good. We'll save this and we'll continue to play this, but we want you to tweak it up again.
By the way, we want to give a shout out to Evil and Wes.
Okay. Are you ready? Go ahead with a little more emotion than last time.
Okay, when you remember,
no,
I am.
No.
There are no feeds. There is no Fight Club. I have no cat's feet. I have no mule ears. I have no seal tail. In the fifth, your ass goes down. Learn it, live it, love it, or get full blown AIDS.
Wow.
Advertisers, I know you're wondering who you reach on the Don and Mike show.
Mommy.
Let's see. Guy in the Red Sox hat. Hi, what's your name, sir?
My name is Jason. I'm from Arlington.
Nice to meet you, my friend.
All right, good. Nice hat.
And you, what's your name? Right here.
I'm Greg. I'm from Pennsylvania, York area.
All right.
So another guy that made a long drive down here.
All right, thank you, Greg. Next.
I'm married.
You're married, too?
A lot of married people.
Oh, now, is this your wife?
Is this your wife?
Right, yes, I'm Kathy. I'm Greg's wife.
Do you share his passion, or who's the more passionate listener? He is. Okay. Do you share that?
Yes.
You're lying.
No, I just looked when
you looked away as soon as you said
car.
That to me. You looked away. You were looking right at me, and then when you said yes, you looked away. You were lying to me.
Listen to it.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But so you listen.
Hold on. Before we kick you guys out, there's a guy on the phone. It says he knows you.
Oh, no.
Mike.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Okay.
They'll know me as I'm Not Bart.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Mike, why are you applauding that?
Because I just kind of caught up in the...
Now, what is I'm Not Bart? Because that's my kid's name.
That's exactly it. I'm Not Bart.
So I don't get it. I don't get it.
Is that his, like, login name or his screen name?
Screen name?
Okay, creepy.
Yeah.
Let me just say creepy if you have, if your handle, if your internet name is I'm Not Bart,
right?
You're creepy.
You're spending too much time in chef school.
You're in chef school?
That's right. That's why I haven't been with these guys.
Really, you're training to be a chef.
Yeah,
thank you.
Be Bart.
You'll be touching people's
well,
food.
Stop saying my kid's name. It's nutty, please.
No, it's nutty when you have your nickname on the back of your shirt.
What's your nickname on the back?
Hypes.
It's because I'm really shy.
He's starting to scare me a little more. What's the whole logo thing? What is the logo that you have?
Oh, this is a video game.
Oh, okay.
Of course it is.
It's a video game.
Here's another guy from your troop. Rob.
Hello?
Hello, Rob.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Rob. You're on with the group.
I'm very, very late. I'm not there yet.
He's very late.
Does anybody know Rob? They're all looking kind of confused right now. Rob, do they know you?
It's MD.
It's MD?
MD, what up,
MD? They know him.
How many
I'm
in the group?
I'm on the road. I'm stuck in Frederick right now, Frederick, Maryland. But yeah, I'll get there.
Okay, shut up.
Shut up.
All right, what is the, how many people in your group that, like, regularly communicate? How many total? You know, sir?
No, I'm one of them.
So how scary is it? I'm guessing you guys all, like, on the internet, you have some kind of group.
Yes.
How scary is it to see you? These people. Why would you want to do that?
Awesome.
I would never want to see anybody in the world. Like, I go to this cigar website,
right?
Yeah. Cigarfamily.com. I would never want to meet any of the people that I write to
that
on
you've
there.
You've communicated with?
Yeah. It's just scary.
Do you know I have never communicated in a chat group? I may have done a Red Sox thing one time when I was mad after they lost, but it frightens me. It's scary.
And here's a call. Here's a call for you, Mr. Hype. Bill.
Yeah, what's up, Donna Mike?
Hey, Bill.
Hey, just tell Iowa guy, take his time getting home because I'm taking care of business with that POA.
F you and F you again, you gypsy Jew.
Oh, my God. Wow. Jesus.
Wow.
Now, why is he a gypsy Jew?
Oh, what does that mean?
All stupid people are gypsy Jews, which is an homage to Rob.
You know what? You hold on to that.
Thanks for bringing Rob into that.
There was an homage to my son. Now an homage to you, Robbie.
Well, I feel everyone has been honored today.
Right.
Particularly the gypsies.
Jesus.
I'm noting this in my log.
You're noting this. Get this guy printed and photoed before he leaves here.
All right.
Please.
Nice meeting you guys. Now, for the rest of the show, you are just going to be lounging outside?
Lounging outside.
Enjoying some barbecue?
Yes.
Stop out and have some.
And some peaches? Mm-hmm. Very good.
Being
wonderful.
Good, not stopping traffic.
Yeah, watch out because, seriously, the cops around here
don't have much to do. No, I shouldn't say that.
No, they have a lot to do.
Did I say that?
You know why they have a lot?
I didn't mean that.
You know why they have a lot to do? Because a lot of our neighbors are a-holes.
Ah, that's right.
Like the people who live in the house right back there.
It's not the cops, and I spoke really, I love the men in blue.
Of course. All right, all of you, very nice seeing you. Now get out of here.
Thank
please.
You all.
Thank get
you
out of here.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Enjoy your cookout.
Your very weird stalker name.
Take care.
Nutty internet junk.
Apparently, this is a reunion. They tell me they were all here 1 year ago today.
Oh, very good.
They'll be back next year, I expect.
Bye, kids.
Hey, Rob, let's make a note now. Next year, let's take July 11th off.
Rob, shut the
Rob
door.
Slam the door.
Bye, guys. See you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Weird. I mean, well-meaning.
Yeah.
Very nice people.
Great.
Oh, we got it on tape already? Yeah. Here we go.
There are no fees! There is no Fight Club! I have no cat's feet! I have no mule ears! I have no seal tail! In the fifth, your ass goes down. Learn it, live it, love it, or get full-blown!
Okay.
Yeah.
I hope his wife is getting the high hard one right now. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
It smells like an amusement park in here right now.
I've noticed.
But actually, it's nice. A lot of the people from here, but there was a guy from South Carolina, a guy from Pennsylvania.
Married Iowa. People, seemingly normal lives. And, I mean, without question, that guy from Iowa, his wife was a total POA.
Wow.
Hello there. You are on the air. Hi.
Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Rob from Philadelphia.
Hi, Rob. Oh, we call Philadelphia the Legacy.
The Legacy?
Right.
Why is that?
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry, but it's the legacy.
Okay, you know, I'm really saddened that you guys are leaving. I tried real hard. I got the shoe polish out. I put your name, the time you're on, and the station on my back window. Mm. I think I'm going to have to take it off pretty soon because it looks like it's failed.
No, listen, we've got until September, and Mike and I have got a crazy idea. Now, bear with me, because it does have to do with writing stuff in your windows.
Mm.
Here's this is a totally original, crazy idea.
Crazy!
The idea is called Wow.
What?
And what you do is, on your car, uh-huh. you put W-O-W.
Explain this to me. I've never heard of this before.
And then when girls drive by...
Uh-huh.
They show you their boobs, whip them out, but you can only do this bit on Wednesday, Mike.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Whip them out Wednesday. I've been told.
Wow.
I've been told that this is the type of thing
uh-huh.
that would really
mm-hmm.
catapult a show to national prominence.
Well, then let's do it.
Yeah. Where you would get on a roll, and I mean, it is, you know, Stairway to Heaven.
Hey, you know, really, if it became successful, maybe we could have bumper stickers made.
Even better, you could do it and drink a lot of booze.
Woo! Also, wow, W-O-W could stand for We're Out of Work.
Yes, yes. That's true. It could stand for lots of things. Anyway,
thanks for writing whatever you wrote on the back of your car. And,
yeah.
and Philadelphia is not a closed issue.
Mm-hmm.
We'll continue to fight the good battle in Philadelphia.
Stay the good long battle.
Yeah. So the things I got for you today... I saw a picture in the paper. I wish that this was a more visual medium, but I'll just explain it to you. You know, Bush is in Africa.
Right.
What he's doing there, I don't know. You know, I hear that he's going to these other countries where he's either giving billions of dollars or he's maybe getting us involved in wars. All I know is that he's in Africa and he's driving like in one of those big Land Rover things and he's on one of these safari things where he's looking at the nature and they stop the car because two elephants are humping and the car stops for 20 minutes and our president watches two elephants humping. Mm-hmm.
Who wouldn't want to?
And Robbie, do you have the post today? Do you have the style section?
The style section, yeah.
Yeah.
It's right there, Don. Right on the side there.
Oh, right here. Okay, I think this is where it's a smaller picture. Here you go, Mike. Right here. President Bush is in this car, and there is one elephant mounting the other elephant while he watches.
There he is. And there he is having a good look.
And you got to know that he was just sitting there the whole time going,
man, look at that.
This is the greatest thing I've ever seen.
God, I wish I was that big.
That is nuts. That is freaking nuts.
In Botswana.
Yes. Let me see. Oh, also from the newspaper. Now, I know everybody has covered this, and Buzz had it on the news, and it's been on SportsCenter,
mm-hmm.
and it's been on the Today Show. The thing with the mascots.
The sausages?
Yeah, the sausages at the at the Milwaukee Brewers Bucks game, the Pirates game.
Right. A bit of tomfoolery that got out of line.
where the baseball player hit one of the sausages, one
of
the mascots.
Not meaning to cause any damage,
no.
But of course due to the lack of coordination of the mascot.
So now the story is just, it's out of control, and
really,
I feel
bad for the ball player. Yeah.
And I want to single out for the Don and Mike possible Pulitzer Prize, Amy Shipley from the Washington Post. This was the top item of the sports section today.
Very good.
Now keep in mind, Karl Malone signed with the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
Lance Armstrong has moved up to second place in the Tour de France.
Red Sox are within two games of the Yankees in the American League East.
Regardless, a lot of, and I'll even give you that, a bigger sports story than this.
Right.
But here is what she writes, and I'm going to get to the point that just cracked me up, because now they're writing this like it's a news story.
Yeah, well.
Worst came to worst, W-U-R-S-T, worst came to worst, Wednesday night when a Pirates player was arrested on battery charges and later cited for disorderly conduct after hitting an Italian sausage mascot in Milwaukee with a bat. Then it goes through the entire story. That the, you know, the baseball player says, I didn't mean anything by it, and the girl that was in the sausage costume says, she's okay. Now, listen, this is the part where the story, and this, it starts off being written tongue-in-cheek,
mm-hmm.
worst came to worst. But then it gets serious when they describe the events. Those sausage costumes are very top-heavy, he said. This would be James Clement, co-president of the company that sells sausage products at Miller Park in Milwaukee. Wow. Any slight off-balance action, the wind, anything, can tip it over pretty quickly. You shouldn't be fooling around with a bat in that area. Simon swung his bat at the sausage as it ran within arm's length of the dugout. Struggling to get up, the sausage was helped to its feet by the Polish sausage. The hot dog got up without assistance and resumed the competition. The bratwurst, uncumbered, waddled to victory in the event. Now, this is a news story.
Oh, yeah.
This is the lead news story in the sports section of the Post. And I want to read you that quote again. Struggling to get up, the Italian sausage was helped to its feet by the Polish sausage. The hot dog got up without assistance and resumed the competition. The bratwurst waddled to victory in the event.
I love that.
Like, that is news.
Well, the news is that the Italian sausage was really not... The injury has nothing to do with it. What has to do with it is the Italian sausage was denied victory.
Anyway, it's just, it's nuts. Do you get what I think is funny about it?
Yeah, I do.
That they're writing a news story, but in the middle of this, like, tongue-in-cheek, how it's funny about mascots, they give you the actual real transcript, you know, that the sausage was going in the other sausage, and the hot dog ran by, and then the...
And if the Italian sausage had been hit with the bat, and then it had just bounced off and kept going, this would not be a story.
That's true. Okay, hold on. Let's batten down the hatches for what could be... Hold on. Let me just say right now, the dumbest call of the year.
Ooh.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Are we turned on?
Who's calling for us?
You're on the air. Hello.
Speak to us.
Oh. I'm going to call you back. I'm going to call you back. Joe, call him back. Get him back on the line. It's too funny. It's too funny.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's not over-the-top funny.
Right.
But it's funny. It was a guy...
Somebody called, was confused?
No. A guy called and said he was upset. At least it said on the screen. Because WOW was a contest that Opie and Anthony...
that's what's been done.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Right. I mean,
does anyone get it?
I hate to explain the intricate gags. You got his number, Joe?
I did not, but yeah, his thing was you might want to tell him that that's an O&A thing. They might not want to do it.
You might want to tell him he's a dumb ass.
Come on. He's probably gone into his panic room already.
Oh, my God. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, yeah, Don.
Don and Mike, hi.
Hello.
Hello?
Yo.
Yeah, what can we do for you?
Don.
Yes, come on.
Hey, I got my Don and Mike WOW sticker, and I'm getting slashed on $4.95.
There you go, sir. Hey, congratulations.
That's awesome.
Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello. I just wanted to give you a call and extra information about the Italian sausage.
Yes.
On SportsCenter, they are showing that there's actually a conspiracy theory going on between Simon and the bratwurst. And they ran this as the lead story on SportsCenter last night.
What people want to know.
You know, they're having a little fun with it, you know.
It also shows you there's just nothing going on in sports.
Yeah, I mean, it's right before the All-Star game in baseball. So, you know, it's the midway point of the Major League Baseball season. You don't have a lot of sports that are playing right now, so they got to do what they can.
So I get a call last night from my funny cunny honey, who's going to arrive back home momentarily, but she's down at Clemson.
Clemson.
The university where my son's going, where she went, and she was staying in a dorm last night.
Anything happen?
Well, my son stayed in a different dormitory than my wife stayed.
Well, I'm sure he was happy about that.
And she called me all in a panic this morning saying, I don't know where he is.
Oh, dear.
And she finally got a hold of him, and he was very clandestine, said, I'm on campus. I'll meet you at noon. And she was saying, like, where are you? And he said, I'm on campus. I'll meet you at noon. So my wife was saying, well, you know, I'm concerned. I don't know where he is. And I said, listen, honey, he's 18. And
she better get used to that.
Yeah. In a month, he's gonna be, you know, going off and doing this stuff. And anyway, the news is he has, and I know this will change, but he has already chosen his major.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it?
He's been down there one day.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not going to give you like a gag answer like, you know, grain alcohol or anything.
Right.
Really. Business.
A business degree.
Right. Business. Good. He wants to be a business major. I said to Frida, where did that come from? She said, I don't know. I said, how much do you want to bet it changes before Christmas? She said, I don't know. So they're down to the two of them.
Solid, good solid major.
The two of them having the time of their lives down there. She's reliving all of her, you know, moments from, you know, 30 years ago when she went to college, and he's doing everything in his power to stay as far away from her as possible.
And it sounds like he's getting connected down there, so the orientation has worked very well.
Yeah, it's working out pretty well for him. Hey, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yes, and Mike. Hi.
Hey, you know, that WoW thing's a good idea, but you guys wouldn't want to get, you know, plagiarism or anything, and since you just found out that it was, you know, those other clowns, maybe you want to go for MOM, Memories on Monday.
Okay.
Well, he simply turned the letters upside down.
Helpful. I got you. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you for the advice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
See you later.
He's all happy about it.
Of course he is.
Going out to enjoy the rest of his weekend.
That's good.
Hey, I like it when people try. You know, sometimes you give a guy just credit for trying.
Sure. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
Hey, I'm calling from Canada. I'm probably one of your most northernmost listeners.
Hey, welcome.
Now, Rob, right. What do you have?
How are you? Welcome to the show, sir.
I'm calling from Canada, Rob.
I don't need to say anything. He'll screw up on his own.
Way to call. Now, prove me wrong. Prove Rob wrong, sir.
Okay.
What can we do for you?
Well, I've listened to WBUF, and it sounds like you guys are a lot like Opie and Anthony that used to be on.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
Rob, I might be flipping before your very eyes, right?
Am I swearing at you when I say that?
No, here's the difference.
You're here and there is gone.
that would be the main difference. And also, if you really want to go back in the time capsule, something that those boys didn't really want to do, Mike and I have been doing this show for almost 18 years. And I think they had done, up until the time that they did the Kevorkian thing, they'd been together, like, for what, 3 or 4 years?
Something like that.
We don't get a lot of that up here in Canada, and I've...
How are you enjoying our show, sir?
Oh, it's been a relief. It's finally, we've got something to listen to in the afternoon again.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you're enjoying the show.
The boss doesn't like it too much, but I told him to stay in the office and everything would be okay.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Good job.
Take care, guys.
Hey, Rob, you're right.
Hey, Rob. You're right.
Yeah, they should keep to themselves.
Say, hey, Rob, you know, that's all it took for me, too.
About Canadian.
You know, when you're right, you're right.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air. Hi.
Yeah, Don.
Yes.
Yeah, I was just going to let you know, I got a buddy down at Clemson. He said he saw Bart in one...
Well, unfortunately, that phone broke.
Anybody pressing a button.
Perhaps.
No,
for the bad.
That call legitimately broke away there.
I didn't have my hand near the telephone. It was just, I saw Bart, you know, again, like you'd know him.
Right.
Right. Although,
sure.
I got to say, that guy outside, that's kind of nutty to have, you know.
And I know that you get wigged out about that.
Have your internet name, but, you know, I'm not Bart.
That's better than I am Bart.
Well, I'm sure if there's a guy who's I'm not Bart, I'm sure there is a guy who is I am Bart.
Yeah, that's possible.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, you're talking about the Washington Post today. Did you see that thing in the style section where they've got a new woman's underwear called the Baniki?
Yeah.
It's a butt bra.
Yeah, right. Saw it. Yeah, as a matter of fact, we're ordering a gross of them, and we're going to be giving them away.
All right.
Rob's wearing one right now.
What do you think?
Yeah, but they only come in black and white.
Rob, that looks fantastic.
You know, I don't mind the lifting action, but I hate the separating.
The separating can be fun, though.
Yeah. Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike. Last call.
It. Depends on what club you go to.
Hello. Hey, baby.
Hi there. Hi, Toots.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I went to my very first strip club a couple months ago thoroughly enjoyed it.
There you go.
Husband.
Oh, good, good.
And wanted to know what you thought about women going there.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm all for it. As long as that woman's not my wife, I am all for women going to strip clubs.
You wouldn't like to go to one with your wife?
No. Would you have liked to have gone to one? I did. Yeah. No. I don't want to go there with my wife. Oh, but Buzz, about your wife. Honey, I got to tell you something. I got a call today, and I see on the caller ID that it's, you know, Buzz, right?
Right.
So I pick up the phone, and I go, hi, thinking that it's my buddy.
Mm-hmm.
As it turns out, it's your wife.
Ah.
And your wife, your wonderful wife,
yeah,
Marcia, called me and wanted me to relay that it was 5 years ago today, and I'm using her words now.
Another anniversary, yes.
5 years ago today that your colon exploded.
That's true.
That was
5 years ago today that Buzz was rushed to the emergency room.
That's
correct?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Saved my life.
With
I'm lucky to be alive.
Perforated colon.
Yeah. It was a very odd call. It was, hi, it's Marcia. I go, hi, Marcia. How are you? Great. Just want to tell you it was 5 years ago today that Buzz's colon exploded. Do with that what you will. Bye-bye.
Buzz was fresh off a week of eating penny nails.
Yes.
And look what happened to
him. Who knew it'd be a problem?
They patched you together, and little did you know after they patched you together that the patches would be all incorrect. And
yeah.
You'd be spending the rest of your natural life in surgery.
Yeah, but that's all fixed now.
That's
you
good.
Got that great Clarence Carter song, though.
Mm-hmm.
Patches, I'm depending on your son.
That's me.
And look at you today. Look at him. He's in the best shape of his life
that's
today.
True.
Look
yeah.
at that. He's got no belly button.
No.
But other than that...
You are, correct me if I'm wrong, in the best shape since you certainly have been doing the show.
Absolutely.
Hello,
absolutely.
Are you still there, girl that went to the titty bar?
Yes, I am.
So when you went, did you...
And I want to explore this a little further.
Yes. Did you participate?
Yes, I did.
I actually think it's so much fun for, at least for me, it would be more fun almost to go with a woman and, like, buy her a lap dance than it would be to get one for yourself sometimes.
Well, I picked out the girl. Uh-huh. It's the beginning of the night.
See, that's such a turn-on, yeah.
And so we were... It's been a long time since my husband and I got out for a long time. So we had a very exciting evening, and she got to dance with me and to dance with my husband, and mm-hmm. then I asked her to jack him up a little bit so I could get the payoff. And we had the most wonderful time, and if I had enough money,
Now, listen, we argue about a lot of things, but
I know me, and I know my wife, mm-hmm. and that would not work for either
the
one of us.
The fantasy that all men have, that all married men have, is to bring another woman
I want to bring another woman into my home.
Right.
I want it to be a woman that I selected. No, no offense to you.
No, but listen,
ma'am.
Say,
I wanted to be some skanky VD hoe. That's.
Oh, but
that's
this girl was so beautiful.
Oh,
I mean,
I'm sure
she was just beautiful.
And I'm sure she didn't have scabies or anything else.
Well, and then the women get extra attention more than the men do, so it even got a little hotter. But it was just an experience that
I
want to go do again.
You're insulting a tremendous group of people.
Yeah. No, listen, I'm turned on by this.
Really, I mean,
you guys want to do it?
Wiping out an entire
more power to you,
great entertainers in America.
All I said was, I said to my husband, I said, "Well, did you get to touch her breast? Because I did."
You know, sometimes you really hurt me. You know that? You really do. Sometimes you just, you know, you skanky VD hoe. You just assume, just because she's working in a strip joint, and you just destroy these fabulous entertainers
mm-hmm.
that offer so much to so many people.
Wholesome Americans.
Wholesome, great Americans.
You know, let's rewind to a year ago or a year and a half ago.
I know
when you would,
you have to say.
When you would not.
I know.
You would be saying the same thing that I'm saying right now.
I know.
You'd be saying, oh, no, that's all. That's awful. You're going to catch chlamydia by seeing those girls.
So, ma'am, you got a lap dance. Did you get a VIP room also or just a lap dance?
We went up there, and there wasn't much more than they weren't doing downstairs.
Ah.
So, plus, it's more, I'm sure you've been to a million, but it's more lenient when a girl is with a girl
mm-hmm.
than with a guy and a girl. So,
and did it really
we were
turn?
We were with a group of men, of course, none of the other wives went, but I was all for it, and they were all just buying me more dances left and right.
Yeah.
So I got the great benefit of it, and then, you know,
Don't turn on even to hear
the story told.
I don't want you to think
but
I'm asexual.
But it wouldn't turn you on if you and Frida were in there at all?
It would turn me on if it was Frida and a woman that I could select.
That's exactly what it would be.
No, but Mike...
Wait, you think your wife would insist on choosing her own?
No, it doesn't. She'd have nothing to do with it. Is in my world, it would have to be a woman that I've already got the hots for.
If you went into the club and saw somebody very attractive.
No. I, because I don't know those women.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking about
See, I don't want to know them.
My neighbors.
I'm going to have it done,
you know,
and then leave.
I understand.
There you go.
I understand. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, if...
you sound like a girl, Don. You don't want to get to know them. You just want to get the satisfaction and leave. I don't want a relationship.
Why does that sound like a girl?
That's like all man, honey. That's all man. Hello?
No, you were saying you did want to know the woman, and she was saying she didn't want to know the woman.
Oh, no, that's just right. I understand. Right. No. You know what? Yeah. That does sound like a girl. Now that we analyze it that way, that does sound a little different.
Well, that's okay. You know, talk to me in a month when you've got blood coming out of your nipples.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is, I agree understood what the men talked about
when appears to be banana juice... or some kind of pineapple, you know that stuff, you get like a jar of pineapples and there's that little juice at the bottom.
Right.
And when you start feeling
this is disturbing.
Leak out of your underpants.
This is really disturbing. Your friend who helps you with this too.
I just figured out why this woman got taken to the strip club.
Why?
Because she'd shut up while she got a lap dance.
I can agree with Rob. I was thinking the same thing. I thought you were going to say something else. But, you know, I guess, I'm surprised at that. I can't, you know, it's difficult for me to talk to you about this because I am a failed married person. You see what I mean? I haven't, but really when my ex and I went to a place like that, even though it was really a bad experience because they were so skanky in there and we didn't spend any time in there whatsoever, I would think if I went into a place where there were hotties dancing, really good looking women, that it would be a turn on and I would think you'd be turned on by it too.
Maybe. No, it's the same reason I don't watch pornos with my wife. I never watch a porno with her.
Yeah, I didn't.
See, so what's the difference there? It's like you're watching a porno. A porno is a private thing.
Yeah. Well, the difference to me would be, you know, you see your wife, she's next to you, and she's getting the benefit of the lap dance, and so are you.
Nah.
Not your cup of tea.
No. Not unless it's like one of my neighbors that I want to bang.
I see. What if you go into a strip joint and it's somebody that looks like one of your neighbors?
No. Wouldn't work. Sorry. Call me old fashioned. Mike, this ring on my finger means something to me. I'm sorry.
This diamond ring.
No, the whole thing. And she'd never do it anyway. She'd never do it, so it's a moot point.
You've never been into the art form as much as Buzz and myself.
Right. No, a lot of times when we go on the road, you guys will say, we're going to a titty bar, and I'll say, I'll see you later.
Right.
I'm going to watch a movie.
Yeah. I've never, on the road, spent more than 8 hours in there.
No.
I mean, come on, who are you talking to?
That's a truthful statement.
I can vouch for that.
Okay, you know, you're on the road. You know, it's kind of like going to a McDonald's. It's familiar.
I know. Everybody knows your name. You walk in, they go, Mike!
Hey! Now, sometimes they don't know your name, and then you have to drink more.
We do have to break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gee whiz, gang. Looks like the killer gutted the victim, strangled him with his own intestines, and then dumped the body in the river. You're right, Scoob. We're dealing with one sick son of a bitch.
The Don and Mike Show. Occasional a-hole. Don and Mike.
Well, every once in a while.
Yeah.
You can call us here on our phone lines. I'm curious to hear if anybody actually listened to that guy who called Michael Wiener.
Oh, on the David Lawrence show?
Yeah, he did an exclusive, I'm doing the Dr. Evil quotation marks now, the exclusive interview last night with our friend David Lawrence, who does some kind of online radio thing.
David said always tied radio into computer, the world of computers.
XM or something like that, I don't know, and... I'd like to know if anybody heard that, how that went, and also if anybody went to see Mick Foley last night. Let me call my Connie Honey, who's down there in the land of Clemson Tigers, and I'll ask her. Now, I've not set this up with her.
I know you haven't.
I'll ask her the question, but I guarantee she'll... Well, I can't guarantee because you never know.
Ask it
maybe.
You know, a certain way.
Hi, my sugar bear.
This is a theoretical question. We were having a discussion.
Yeah.
Let's say that, there's a titty bar. And you and I go to a titty bar together.
All right.
Would you get a lap dance from a girl in a titty bar?
Why?
No. No,
for pleasure? Listen,
no. I've already stated my thought on this. I just wanted to get your...
A woman, it was precipitated by a woman calling and talking about how she and her husband went out to a titty bar last evening and had a fantastic time, and he was buying lap dances for her.
And I said, I'll tell you exactly what I said, and I know, because I know you'll give me the right answer. I said it would oog me out, and I wouldn't want to...
I don't even care about you. No, I wouldn't, because they're expensive, and it wouldn't give me any thrill. But if it was a dare, if somebody said, I'll give you, $1,000 if you let some woman give you a lap dance, I'd say, sure, but, it's going to do nothing for either one.
I mean, not for the same reasons, but Don said the same thing, that he wouldn't be into that.
Yeah, no, okay.
Waste of money.
Gotcha. All right, baby, that's it. That's all I wanted to know. And I said, incidentally, I'm not opposed to you getting a lap dance from another woman while I watch. I just would like it to be a woman that I know and I've pre-selected, like some of our neighbors.
Well, no, if I were to get one for my pleasure, I would pick the person.
Well, no, but the girl did it for her husband's pleasure.
See, I think if a man and wife were in that situation, it would still be okay even if the wife picked the dance.
I already do way too much for your pleasure. I'm not adding that to the list.
Well, no, he didn't say it would give him any pleasure. He said quite the opposite, that it wouldn't, and then he said you would feel the same way, and that's why you guys have been married as long as you've been married.
I said it would oog me out. It's the same thing I said, we don't watch pornos together.
Mm.
It's just, I like having sex with you, but that's it. I don't...
Thank you.
I don't know if, that didn't come out the right way. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't want to... It wouldn't turn me on to go to a sleazy titty bar, or even an upscale titty bar, and sit there and see some hoe, shaking her ass and putting her teats in my wife's face. I wouldn't go home and suddenly my wife would be more desirable to me. That's my point.
There would be laughter involved. I mean, it would be the opposite.
Yeah, we wouldn't be able to take it seriously. All right, babe.
Okay.
All right, I love you.
Thanks for thinking of me.
I do. I do all the time. And you would be so proud of me that I did not leave this for you. I just want to tell you one other thing. Last night, we had some thunderstorms come through the area. And
breaking up.
Oh, you break? All right.
Bye, sweetie.
All right, bye, honey. We had thunderstorms come through the area. No tornadoes, thunderstorms.
Oh, boy, what thunderstorms we had last night.
And our German Shepherd, Colonel Klink, who is supposed to be an attack dog, is actually just a poodle. He's really a poodle in a German Shepherd body. And as soon as it started lightning, he came upstairs. And he's never allowed upstairs. We've got the electric fence and everything. Even in the house, we've got it. Well, he busts through that to come upstairs and to get into bed with me. And I'm thinking, all right, this is not a problem. But this is worse than when my son was a toddler and would get in bed with us and there'd be no room for me. I realized at one point at about 12:15 last night, we got a giant queen-size bed. I'm squeezed into about 4 inches of the left side while the dog is laying with his arms out. And he's also, because he's upset about all of the lightning and he's...
Oh, that panning, that nonstop panning.
So I finally, and I think I did this to him, I finally just said, Clink, come. And I got him and I sent him in a chair in our bedroom. I said, okay, stay. The chair is for you. The bed is for Daddy. Stay. And I'm inching back towards the bed. Stay. As soon as I get in the bed, boom, jumps back in the bed. So I thought, all right, I'll deal with it. Finally, about 2:30 a.m., I could take it no more because he kept putting his paws in my face.
Right.
He's jumping on me. He's panting. I hated to do it. But what I did was I took him and I just brought him down the hall and put him into my son's bedroom. Mm-hmm. I left the door open, but I put him on my son's bed and I said, here, because he generally goes upstairs when he's afraid of the showers.
Right.
I said, you stay there, and I went back to my bedroom and I shut the door. Mm-hmm. Well, I came down this morning.
Uh-oh.
And I am not exaggerating when I tell you, like in the movie Close Encounters of the Third Kind, when Richard Dreyfuss is building those mountains, there were mountains of diarrhea downstairs.
You mean all? Now, see, they do that. It's probably pure fear and not as much anger.
Yeah.
I mean, that's dogs poop for two reasons, right? I mean, they're either just three reasons. They can't control it. They're scared or they're mad at you.
And normally when he does something like crap in the house, even though he's a dog and I know he's got a pea-sized brain and only sees in black and white, you can look at him and go, Clink, that's a bad dog. And he'll give you a look where he's accepting responsibility. Well, today I brought him right over by. I said, look at this. Look at this. I throw up at this stuff. Look what you did in my house. And he gave me a look. Now, he's just a dog, but gave me a look of indifference. And the look that I got was, I wouldn't have diarrheaed all over the floor if you wouldn't have locked me out of the bedroom. A-hole.
Does he poop in the house a lot? Or?
No, never. He's the best.
Right.
He's the best. He never does anything. So I just got to think he was pissed.
Yeah. And the consistency was not an easy cleanup, I take it.
No. My God, no. On the hardwood floor.
Oh, boy.
You know,
well, hardwood floor is better than carpeting.
Yeah, in this case.
No, but here's the thing. It was wet on top and dry on the bottom. That when I finally, and I've got a low tolerance level for that.
I can't do it. It absolutely makes me gag.
There's a part of me thinking, I should just leave it until my wife gets on time.
Yeah, but then you'd come home to quite a bouquet in the house.
You know, just leave it and say, well, I didn't notice it. It's in the other room. I didn't notice it. So I'm down there, you know, like almost gagging while I'm doing this, and I get it all scooped up, and it's like I'm walking around with the paper towels and the diarrhea coming out of the towels, and I just put them out in the trash can, and then I go back in and I notice that there are giant brown hard stains on the hardwood floor.
Ooh, wow, a lot of acidity.
Yeah, and I'm actually scrubbing. And my wife's going to be pissed as hell when she gets back because there's one stain I couldn't remove.
Took the finish off.
Wow. I couldn't remove it. It's just... Okay. Now, I'm hoping when she comes home, it's not like the first thing she sees, but she's normally got that radar.
Are these new hardwood floors that you have there?
Yeah, the same old ones we've had. But
all right.
But my wife has this very intricate system of... she's got like these I don't know what you call them. They're like shutters almost that we put in the walkway so that the dogs can't get through. And I didn't set that system up last night before I went to bed.
Well, the thunderstorms, you get a free pass on that because of the weather. That's why Clink did what Clink did.
And boy, did he do it. And man,
how many total piles?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, my God.
Wow. 5 piles. And I'm on my hands and knees at 7:15 this morning, gagging. And then
You're more of a dog person than I thought I was.
Well, I got no choice. You know, normally my wife does that.
Yeah.
But it's like, what am I going to do? Leave it there?
Oh, God, that's horrible.
You know, and then I'm leaving today, and I'm thinking...
At least when I have to clean that up in my house, it's me.
When I was leaving the house today to come to work, it was lightning and it was thundering. And I was saying to the dog as I'm leaving, you know, like he's going to understand this. I was saying, now Daddy's going to work. Daddy's not kicking you out of the bedroom.
Right.
So don't be mad because I have to go to work.
Do you think it was anger or distress or the combination of both?
Yeah, it was anger. Because
that's what they say. Dogs poop. That's the way they get back at you.
Because at one point I got mad, and this is going to make me sound like an ass, but I don't care. Because it was 2:30 in the morning when I finally kicked him out of my room. And I actually heard him at the door doing this. Like he wanted to come back in and haunt the bed. Sure. But I could not sleep.
And then when he finally accepted the fact that he wasn't going to be let in, it's like, it's BM time.
Right.
Let's go to town. We got one here. We got one there. We got another one here and another one there.
And the other two dogs, and again, I give them more credit than they deserve, but they're reveling in the fact that the big dog has...
That Clink's in trouble?
Crapped all over the place. The other dogs are chasing the little terriers, chasing each other around and snipping at each other and just have...
Clink do it last time.
Yeah. You know, Lord, we're not in trouble today. It's his turn. I just can't wait till she gets back.
That's pretty nasty stuff to be able to damage a hardwood floor with like a real floor finish on it.
I will take a digital picture tonight when I get home.
Of the stain?
Of the stain and bring it in and show it to you Monday.
Like it's like it really like burned into the finish.
Wow. Yeah, I got to think, if he went down and did that around the time he was scratching at the door, And I got up about 6:15, 6:30. I didn't get downstairs till about 7. It had been sitting down there for a good 5 hours, seeping into the floor.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
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 Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name's Spencer. I saw McFoley last night.
Oh, how was he?
Oh, he's awesome.
Did he, I only ask because I'm concerned, did he have a big enough crowd?
Well, over 100 people.
That's plenty.
That's good. That's what they ask for at those book signings.
Right.
Especially downtown with tornadic action in the area.
Mm-hmm.
All right, good. So he was nice to you?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Well, what do you mean pretty cool?
Like, it was a book signing. He didn't really... I'm, like, much more of a wrestling fan than
Wanted to, like, see him take the bookstore manager and pile drive him.
Well, you know what, honey? I bet you'll change once you get your first menstrual cycle. I bet you'll look at life a little differently once that change happens.
Yeah. Learn to read.
Right. He talked about you. He said how you called his book, Tatum Brown, a girly book.
Hold on, are you a boy or a girl?
I'm a boy.
How old are you?
13.
You're not allowed to call this show. Go away.
You're too young to call.
You gotta call. Wait till you're 18 to call.
I thought I was a girl, hadn't had her period yet.
I know.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
She wouldn't be allowed to call either.
Hello. Oh, hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Don.
Hi.
Hey, I went to the signing yesterday, and yeah, he said you threw him for a loop yesterday when you called his book a girly book because he said... Normally he goes on shows and he has to play up that it's a coming of age story. And when you hit him with that, he's like, "No, there's violence. There's you know, bad things in it. Kids shouldn't be reading this."
That's what he said. It had to go the other way. Yeah.
He loved it, and yeah, there was I'd say probably about 130, 140 people there, and it was great. He had a great time, and he read some excerpts from the book, and everyone really had a good time.
He's a great guest. I mean, yeah. He really, when you get beneath it, Mike and I found this out the first time we met him when we talked to him off the air. He's a pretty deep guy.
Yeah, and a very down-to-earth guy.
Smart guy.
No, very nice.
Yeah. Great guy. All right, well, I'm glad that appearance went well.
Thanks.
Because he hung around for an extra break last night when the publicist was saying, we better get out of here.
Right,
and he
right.
said, I want to do one more break to take some phone calls.
And you kind of do what a guy like that says.
Yeah, yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hi.
Listen, didn't last time Frida leave, didn't you kind of destroy the house with your intent to have a fire with the flue closed?
Oh, no, that was like 5, 6, 7 years
long
ago.
Long ago, yeah.
Long time ago, my friend.
So there's been gaps between when Frida's left and you have not destroyed the house?
Yeah, right. There was one time, Jesus, like 7 years ago, one time I set a fire, didn't open the flume, and almost burned the house down. One time.
Right. Oh, okay.
All right, but, you know, you've been very good, haven't you, in the interim? I mean, you've always, you talk about how well organized the house is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Actually, it runs... Dare I say it, with last night notwithstanding, smoother when she's not there.
The only real problems you've had of late are when Rob House sits and the beer bottles cover the whole floor.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hello, Don and Mike?
Yeah, hi.
Don and Mike, this is Wichita, Kansas, Low Radio God. You guys are ruling the ratings down here.
Right on.
And your time slot, and I just want to say real quick about the son being embarrassed about you embarrassing him at college. Trust me, he'll use the fact that his dad is Don Geronimo to get into plenty of chick pants down there.
No, you know what? I'm going to be honest. I don't think he will, and I'm glad that I know we have a lot of listeners. We had a lot of listeners down in that area.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're not on down there because I really want Bart to go away. And I've not talked about it a lot on the air because he's really a well-adjusted kid, but... And it's never like he was beaten up in school or anything, mm-hmm. but he was always treated different mm-hmm. because of what I do for a living.
Right.
And I'm very glad that he's going to be going to an area where the show is not heard.
Mm-hmm.
Where
Just real quick before I go, guys, like I said, you're really, you know, you own the time slot here in Wichita, Kansas, and we'd really like it if you guys come back again, all right?
Yeah, we'll be back in Wichita next time we have a bet.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right, talk to you guys later.
When I visit Dad.
See you later.
Yeah, Buzz probably, you know, we do have an emissary to Wichita.
Yeah,
we should talk more. You know, we should use Buzz when he goes next time.
Yeah,
you know, send him out to like a bookstore.
You should have to do a thing like Rob and I are doing.
I'd be happy to do that.
I mean, you go back because you have family back
right.
there anyway.
And friends, yes.
As a matter of fact, last night when Colonel Klink was very upset, when he was doing his... He actually said, and I'm going to be so upset when you leave to go to Sacramento on Saturday, July 19th,
yeah.
with Rob. for your payoff of that appearance at Club Aqua in Citrus Heights, California.
Very good.
Go to KHTK.com for more details. Rob and I will be arriving next Saturday, Northwest. I'm only announcing this because this was part of the bet, and Mike is making us announce this.
This is right.
Northwest Airlines Flight 395. We arrive in Sacramento next Saturday morning at 11.07 a.m. at Terminal B.
Bingo, baby.
Terminal B.
What?
Look for us.
Yeah, look for us.
They will.
Shut up.
That'll probably be a record greeting.
Bring signs.
I think so. We got to break. Oh, you know, we've never gotten to this thing with Jordan.
Joe.
And I guess nobody heard the David Lawrence thing. We got no calls about that at all.
I'm surprised. He's
go ahead and say it.
He's got a good listenership. He's a friend. David, I'm kidding. Of course.
This guy was...
I like David Lawrence a lot.
Yeah. So do I. Do you remember the time that Fred and I had to go out to eat with him and his wife?
Mm-hmm.
Buzz, didn't you go too?
Yeah, you took me and Marcia as a buffer.
As the buffer couple. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's a cool guy, though. I liked him.
I chatted with him recently at a band gig, and he's a nice guy.
Right. He's a radio guy.
Yeah.
David, hold on. David Lawrence, the handsome David Lawrence on line one.
Very good.
David Lawrence.
Hey, I've been listening to you guys for the last 10 minutes. I told whoever's answering the phone, it's me.
Well,
and he put me on hold, and nothing happened.
Would that have been Joe that did this to our friend David Lawrence?
I don't know whoever answered the phone, my friend.
Was it a man?
Yes, it was a man.
Joe. Yeah, it was Joe. Sorry about that, David. I had no idea you were waiting. How did your interview go last night?
Well, first of all, let me just say how much I miss you guys now that I moved to Los Angeles.
Oh, you're in L.A. now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, we moved the shows out to L.A., and, I can't tell you what kind of withdrawal I've gone through. You know how much I love you guys, and despite whatever you have in your head, Don, I am such a huge fan, you can't imagine.
David, I just like kidding you, because that night we went to dinner, it was weird. Dave was doing the morning show at Q107,
right.
And Mike and I were doing the morning show at Wava, and we just got a conversation, and he was like, let's go to dinner, uh-huh. And I'd never gone to dinner with a competing disc jockey,
right?
So I brought Buzz as the buffer. And that's all there is to that, David. I'm very fond of it.
Well, I'm no longer with that woman that I was with, although she is the mother of my children. And yeah. I love you guys to death. You must know that.
Yeah, you've always been a big supporter of the show. We appreciate it.
And I read your stuff in R&R all the time, so you got to know I'm very aware of what you're doing. And
okay.
This guy, you had this guy on who called Michael Savage. You had the exclusive interview with him last night on your radio show.
It was actually Wednesday night. I don't know why R&R reported it as last night, but it was Wednesday night.
Oh, all right. Oh. So what did he have to say?
We got call after call after call from Savage people who wanted to just skewer this guy, and I didn't want to put any of them on the air. I didn't want to, I wanted to talk to this guy about what he did and how he did it, and it was pretty interesting. He had no idea, nor when you hear what he actually said, was it anything that you guys would have blown up over?
No, we know that he said, all he said was that the Savage guy has bad teeth.
Don
right?
Mike should take your
spot. Well, no, here's what he said, actually. He said, and this is what was cut out of the delay on television.
Mm-hmm.
What he said was, the two guys came out of the bathroom, and I just have to say that Don and Mike need your slot on television because you're horrible at it, and you need to go to the dentist.
And that's it? And after that,
then he blows up and he starts calling him a sodomist and
wow.
Pushing AIDS.
That
seems right.
Nuts. So did you get any calls from rational people about this guy?
Yeah, they wanted to know if he felt proud of what he was doing. One guy said, you get calls all the time from people who make fun of you. Other talk shows do. And I don't understand why this guy's so proud of what he did. And I said, well, look, people don't get me fired. They don't get Don and Mike fired over this because we know how to handle it, and Savage doesn't.
Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, you can't blame the crank caller for what this guy said to him. I mean, it's...
Right.
If we, if we completely lost it and said things that would make us lose our job, it would be our fault, not the caller.
And
right.
David, you hit on the main thing. The Michael Savage's whole response to this was the guy made vicious personal attacks. Mm-hmm. Well, the guy said we should take over his job so he could go to the dentist.
On the scale of vicious personal attacks, which I'm sure, all of us have experienced mm-hmm. in this business, that's nothing.
Hey, listen, David, would you, if I put you on hold with Charlie, would you send us a copy of that?
Yeah, you can get it right off the website. You can just click on it and download it.
Oh, all right.
Well, I'll certainly send it to you, sure.
Yeah, if you would, that would be outstanding. We'd love to play parts of it on the air. And the guy, now, I don't think we've ever talked to the guy. Maybe one time we've actually spoken to him. How did he seem to you? Is he normal?
You know what? He seems like, first of all, he's been a longtime fan of our show because he listens to us on the other station in Sacramento, the bigger station. And, you know, the one that's 50,000 watt clear channel. Anyway.
Hey, Dave?
Said no to other people.
Dave, how's that station do between noon and four?
I don't know. I think they have your competition on and they're getting crushed.
I believe so.
But,
he's an honest man.
But no, he said yes. He said, oh, yeah, I listen to you all the time. And sure, I'll be happy to. He's a computer guy. He's one of the nicest guys I've ever met.
Yeah, seems like it.
That is so funny.
He just sort of like does this as a prank. We talked about this on the air. He would never call like you know, the guy that called during the sniper shootings or during the...
Right.
He would never like jump onto a horrible story
right.
and prank somebody on the air that way.
Right.
But he just doesn't like Savage, and he loves you guys. And he thought, you know, what the heck? Had no clue that this was going to lead to Savage just boiling over.
That's
wow.
great.
That is
That's great. David, it is great to talk to you. Hold on a second so we can get the information
sure.
from you about that. Thanks for calling in. Hold
on a second. He's a good guy.
That's yeah. David Lawrence, yeah. everybody. Well, you know, I'm not surprised he left her.
He brought it up for some reason. He must have sent something
Buzz,
for you.
Buzz, didn't you feel that?
I don't even remember the woman now.
No,
that's been a long time ago.
I'll tell you the truth, I don't either.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
That's funny.
About
out
it.
In L.A.
All I know is she really hogged the dumplings that night. That's all I remember about her. I couldn't pick her out of a lineup.
Why can't people just stay together?
We'll be. I'm trying, Mike. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
There are no fees! There is no fight club! I have no cat's feet! I have no mule ears! I have no seal tail! In the fifth, your ass goes down. Learn it, live it, love it, or get full-blown!
Well, thank you, but that information is absolutely useless.
Wait, what does that mean exactly?
The Don and Mike Show.
Is anyone listening?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right, right.
Did you wash the ass today?
General managers of the Dummy Depot, Don and Mike.
431. It's going to rain everywhere this week. You know, this is a lie.
What?
All week it rains. And then today I get up and they say, well, there's a 50-50 chance of rain on Saturday.
What? That's new.
And also the 50-50 chance of rain on Sunday. Scattered showers and thunderstorms.
The only weather that I care about is when Joe Witte gives me a percentage chance of 1-inch hail.
That sucks. I thought I looked at one this morning that said it was going to be gorgeous and 85 degrees tomorrow.
Anyway, here's your temperatures right now in D.C.
Why are you nodding your head?
That's the forecast I'm looking at, too.
Somebody get Channel 5 on the telephone.
Later.
Or I'll call the weather line. Just give me a second, I'll call the weather line. Temperature right now at D.C., 87. Philly, 85. Baltimore, 85. Ocean City, 81. Iowa City, sorry, no report. And Buffalo.
Report unavailable.
This is a guess. I don't have Buffalo weather.
75.
75 in Buffalo.
No.
No. Anyway.
Lake effects, no.
Hold on a second.
68 in Buffalo.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
We called the weather service.
Welcome to the latest weather forecast brought to you by Verizon.
The current temperature is 32 degrees. The winds are out of the west at 5 miles per hour. Here's your current forecast from the National Weather Service.
This is not
it's
right.
It's going to be really snowy. A good chance to stay inside and have hot chocolate. And if you put a fire on, you can toast marshmallows. Because the snow will be coming down just like Christmas. And then once it falls, you can go out and go sledding. Because we're supposed to get some snow.
Thank you for listening to the forecast.
That's not a real forecast.
No, that's a fake one from back when we were supposed to get snow one day. But I did see on the noon news that they were already hedging.
Right.
The weather guy was hedging.
Sure. Well, how often do they update the real one, the real, like, weather?
Every 6 hours. Every 6 hours.
See, every 6 hours. So they had, like, 6 a.m., I'm guessing,
right.
And noon and 6 p.m. Because
right.
When I saw the little scroll on the bottom of the screen, it was at 12:15.
12:15, and you've gotten a more recent one?
Yeah, the latest one from the National Weather Service says partly sunny tomorrow, high around 85. There is a 30% chance of rain on Sunday.
Oh.
That's not the crawl I saw on Channel 9.
Okay. Well, everybody does it differently, but this is the National Weather Service.
We're sorry.
Okay. We're sorry.
Let's find out.
This is not the goof one. This is the real one. No, it's not. It's not like
ask
for
ass. When
you
say
ass.
That, I don't
Welcome
trust
to
you.
The latest weather forecast brought to you by Verizon. The current temperature in downtown Washington is 84.
Relative humidity 62%, wind west at 10, barometer 29.77 inches.
Ask for ass.
Weekend forecast for Washington, D.C. and vicinity. Skies partly cloudy this evening, becoming clear late tonight, lows near 70. For Saturday, partly sunny. There is a slight chance of a late day shower or thunderstorm, highs in the mid-80s. Saturday night, becoming mostly clear, lows in the mid-60s, except around 60, well outside the Beltway. For Sunday, partly sunny, a chance of showers or thunderstorms mainly in the afternoon or early evening, highs again in the mid.
All right, so the crawl that I saw said exactly that, said Saturday, sunny in the morning, cloudy with rain in the afternoon, then clearing. Sunday, sunny, then cloudy, then rain. And my only beef with this is that all week they've advertised
how glorious a weekend it was going to be.
That even though we've had all of this bad weather and the hail
right.
and the tornadoes that never arrived, Saturday and Sunday we're going to be absolutely glorious.
That's what they said. You're right.
Glorious.
You know, and I think they are. And I'm sticking with it. That's my forecast. I think they're throwing that in to cover their ass, like they always do.
But isn't it true that even with the modern technology, they're just guessing 48 hours out?
48 hours outside, they don't know.
You know, I got a question that I wanted to bring up on this show. That I watch the Weather Channel, and my wife gets so mad at me because she says, why do you watch that?
It's a great channel to watch unless you really need some information.
She said, because the information's always incorrect. And I can't tell you how many times, like when there's bad weather, when they go to the radar
right.
and it says radar information not available at this time.
Right. And then if you've got a specific, like if you tune into the Weather Channel to say you're leaving to go somewhere or you're planning an outing, you'll see today we're going to look back at the hurricane of 1938.
Right. Here's what I've noticed about the Weather Channel, because I watch it here in at home,
right.
and then I watch it when I go up to Ocean City. And it's obvious that the IQ level of people working different shifts writing the forecast alters from day to day and from shift to shift.
You watch it a lot, don't you?
Well, and I'm trying to think of some...
I mean, it's how they write the local forecast for your area?
Yeah, yeah. Where God, I wish I could think...
That's probably somebody at the cable company that's
bad,
writing that.
Bad grammar, bad punctuation.
Right.
I actually the other day saw something where they misspelled partly. It was P-A-I-R-T-L-Y.
Partly.
Partly
cloudy.
Partly cloudy. And up at the beach, up in Ocean City, the ones up there are nuts when they go, now here's your local forecast on
right.
the 8th, you know. And they've got the recorded thing saying, currently in your area, 73. And then they show the forecast. And they'll write, whoever it is must be getting high, because he writes like, tonight, wispy clouds, a chance of a trace of a refreshing shower.
Oh, I like that.
Overnight lows.
Somebody gets into writing it. Now, I would be curious to know where that originates. If it actually originates from the Weather Channel, and they have people, staff members that handle all the zones, but I doubt it.
No, the local cable company puts that in.
They do it?
Yeah.
I got to think, and they've got one guy, at least one guy, on both shifts, on the night shift, both here in D.C. in Fairfax County and in Ocean City, Maryland, who is just tripping on something when he's writing this stuff.
Right.
Because the forecast
just doesn't make any sense.
Makes no sense. It's strange because the information, though, is not all that accurate. No. And it drives me nuts. See, I have the satellite, and that's all I have. And so when I go, you know, here and now, here's your local forecast. What I get is a series of changing maps from around the United States.
Well, sometimes right? Sometimes they do metro weather. Well, they'll show you.
It was still funny the second time.
Do. They'll show you different cities.
Or they'll run it. But most of the time, it's just some horrible Kenny G jazz mixed with a weather map where they just show
that's the other thing. I'm so glad you mentioned that.
Right.
When I was watching the Weather Channel in Ocean City last week, I swear to God, they were playing during the local forecast.
Yeah.
What's Your Name by Leonard Skinner. And not a Muzak version,
right?
The real.
Ocean City.
That's great. Yeah. And now your local forecast.
Well, that's fantastic.
With Leonard Skinner.
When I'm watching it on the dish, which is all I watch, without a local forecast, it's always like Kenny G.
Hello there, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
But hold on a second, Mike, because I want to just compound on one other thing Mike said. The Weather Channel is as bad as ESPN, and in this regard. When you turn on ESPN or MTV, you turn on ESPN, generally you want to see either highlights or games that are happening. You turn on MTV, you want to see a video.
Yes, please.
Now, when you turn on the Weather Channel, you want to see weather.
You want to see a forecast.
Yeah, but I mean, you want to see...
The weather.
I understand that...
The weather forecast.
That the in between the eight-minute stuff, they're going to tell you about all the junk that's happening all over the country.
Right.
When I turn on the Weather Channel, I don't want to see a show called Storm Story.
No, and they feel this need to give us more when they should concentrate on giving us rapid-fire information over and over. Yes, would it be repetitive for the people that work there? Yes, it would. But would it be good for the viewer? Yes. But see, they try to get things that... I'd love to see the research on it. Those things they run don't hold viewers.
Nobody and watches that.
They have a girl on the Weather Channel. She's in regular rotation. Her name is Jennifer Lopez. And nobody ever goofs on the fact...
I saw her.
J-Lo.
That her name is J-Lo.
Yeah.
Which reminds me... I watched part of the Diane Sawyer interview last night with Jennifer Lopez.
J-Lo.
Oh, she's a piece of ass. And, you know, I don't care if she's Jenny from the block. I do her. But that guy, Ben Affleck, is just a dope on ice. And she was saying all of these, this is why this marriage will fail. All of these things that he's done for her, like, for instance, when he proposed to her, when she walked into the room, there was an entire pathway of rose petals that led from the beginning of the street all the way up the stairs, all the way up to the bedroom, and then thousands of candles.
See, what they don't tell you is, and you know this because of your track record, that eventually those rose petals, that path of rose petals, will be replaced by a pile of dog diarrhea.
I did the same thing for Carrie, but I used broken glass.
Oh.
Said, you want it? Come on.
But I'm watching it, and...
Walk on it.
It's just her. It's just J-Lo talking about how much she loves Ben Affleck. And they show a clip from this movie they've got coming out together. And... Now, he's not a great actor to begin with.
Well, he's been in some turkey. I just don't like the guy.
I'd take Matt Damon any day of the week.
Yeah, Matt Damon does some better work.
But in this movie, he's playing a Guido. Mm-hmm. And he's playing like, yo, hey, I'm uneducated but tough with a sensitive side. I don't like you, but I'm going to fall in love with you in this movie here. That's his whole character, like a Vinnie Barbarino thing. And... they were showing a scene of the two of them making out while they were making this movie. And then Diane Sawyer said, we reached Ben Affleck for comment on his relationship with J-Lo and received the following email response. And you see the email on the screen to Diane Sawyer from Ben Affleck. And it was written like a retard. It was written... She is the prettiest girl in the world. Anyone who could be with her is the luckiest guy in the world. And he signed it, your friend, Ben Affleck.
Wow. That's an interesting state of affairs there.
J-Lo.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
And so this movie is destined to be another stinker.
I think so.
I mean, it would have to be awesome anyway, because they're, yeah, the press is going to have a thing about it anyway, right. So we'll see what happens.
But she's good. I mean, I like her fine. And I like,
I think she's, you know what, in The Cell, which is one of my favorite horror movies, I think she's really, she's got a natural acting ability, and I like the movies she does.
But if you go to see that, you're going to see that pirate movie tonight?
I'm
going to
try.
I bet they run an ad for it, and you come back on Monday and tell me, if you don't laugh out loud, when you see Ben Affleck trying to do this, hey, yo, I'm just a guy from the Bronx. I'm, like, uneducated. I'm a diamond in the rough.
Yo, yo, yo. Yo. That's it, there.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Hey, oh, Buzz.
Hey.
Hey, if you can stand to listen to Michael Savage's sound one more time, you're missing the funniest part of that whole thing.
What do you mean when the guy...
5 seconds into it, right after he says you should get AIDS and die, you pig, there's some... just off camera, probably a producer or director goes, oh!
Yeah, we agree with that.
No, we've noticed. I don't think we commented on that, but I think we noticed that.
It's like, it might as well have been a flushing sound.
Yeah, I read an account of that, too, that there was, like, producers that were on mic being heard going, oh.
Oh, yeah. But it was what I hear is the, oh, like, oh, you're being so goofy.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
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 Hi.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
You are coming to, I just want to tell you guys, I love you guys. My boyfriend got me hooked on you guys. And when are you coming to Sacramento?
Rob and I will be there next Saturday.
Yeah, you and Rob will be there Saturday. But what's the club?
Club Aqua.
Aqua?
It's in Citrus Heights. Go to khtk.com for more details.
KHTK, okay. Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show. No, I'm not promoting that with a lot of vigor.
You're giving it lots of mentions. I think you're gonna have a good crowd out there. Yeah.
I like Sacramento. I think Rob and I will have a great time. It's just, it's a bet. Mm-hmm. So you understand, I lost a bet.
You are ever so slowly losing the fire of enthusiasm that you that you had, I think, even last week when you were talking about it.
Yeah, because now it's really...
It was the great fun getaway with Rob, and slowly but surely the... well, I know how Rob feels about it, and slowly but surely, it's becoming reality, isn't it?
Well, it's going to be the mugging in Sacramento.
The mugging in Sacramento?
Yeah.
Come on.
When you guys walk out of the plane. Anyway, listen, about the Weather Channel, you know what the problem with them is, right? Is that Tom Gavin runs the teleprompter.
Hold on, Rob was screaming something at you. Is it worth repeating? Or?
No, he's just an ass.
Happy Friday, Rob.
Wow. Hello, Don and Mike show. So I say, it's comments like that, though, Rob, that really make me look forward again.
Yeah.
I'm not looking forward to the Monday. I'm already looking forward to the Monday when you guys get back.
You're going
to
bring a tape recorder, right?
I'm going to bring my video camera, so we'll be actually...
Get real stuff.
What do you mean?
What I'm saying is, I want it all, baby.
Oh, it'll be documentarian in style.
I would like to have some of the private conversations that you two will be having in cabs on your way. No.
Those would never be broadcast, Mike.
Right, maybe if you don't want to broadcast them, bring them back so I can listen in the car.
Yeah, we'll burn a CD for you. You know what? I look forward really to disembarking from the plane.
Sure.
And the reaction, you know, I'll just be there to chronicle it.
Right.
Ron's reaction will be what we get to hear.
Jesus.
It'll be awesome.
Hello. Yeah, Rob, you're on the air.
Yep.
No, hey, Don. No. Hey, Mike.
Different Rob. Hi, Rob.
Hi. Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hi.
Hey, maybe teleprompter's being written by Bob Ross with the fluffy clouds and, light wispy trees. And
being written by...
The painter with the curly hair that's...
Yeah, Bob Ross.
Oh, listen, sir.
Funny. Is it worth the ass for that?
Sir?
Yes. Is it worth the ass for that?
We're asking you a question, sir.
Did you wash your ass today?
Never mind. I'll have dude answer.
I washed my ass today.
There you go.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yes.
Okay, right. And he wanted to say something else, finally.
Enough of that.
Surprise.
A quick break. Oh, one more call. Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don.
Hey, hi.
Hey, did you guys notice they're re-releasing that Something About Mary DVD with, like, 3 hours of extra footage and deleted scenes and whatnot?
Yeah, Buzzers...
Don't say whatnot!
Buzzers gave me a thing like, 3 hours?
3 hours?
Yeah. I've seen it, and I don't know if I'm going to buy it. I'm going to wait and let someone else buy it and figure out if it's worth it.
That's
or not.
That's a lot.
Because apparently there were a lot of deleted scenes.
Yeah, there's one scene, actually, where Cameron Diaz comes in a parade, and she's got a big float, and she's got a lot of henchmen around her. It's got a big J on the front of it for Joker. That was all for you. You know that.
I know, yeah. Because big Joker
really,
smile.
I don't really. That's why it was so like mediocre too. Because my heart was in no way in
not
it at all. I could have been a lot funnier doing a Joker joke about Cameron Diaz, but I just did it because I thought it'd be something my partner here would
right,
like.
Sure.
And you know, it really could not have sucked enough.
Oh, it was fine.
Yeah, she's gonna be on one of those parade things that they're like.
I get jokes, Mike. Come on.
That was horrible.
I get jokes.
Note to young broadcasters trying to do comedy radio. When making a joke, do something you think you'll enjoy first.
Right. I thought it was a wonderful story.
And you told it so well.
With such enthusiasm.
All right, I tell you what. You buy the Something About Mary re-release, and then you call us and tell us if it's worth
Let
it.
Let us know.
All right, I think it comes out Tuesday. I'll probably right. do that.
Three hours of extra material?
That's what
it's
I saw.
Probably
wow.
BS anyway.
That's what I saw on the commercial.
Wow.
You know, there's still something, or the ad is like, there's something more about Mary.
That'd be interesting. I'd like to see that.
About Mary. Wow. Got a break. Friday favorite. Oh, and you're going to love this. Mm. Now, listen, I'm going to tell you right now. I just want to set this up. Sean Connery this week.
All right.
He's got this movie coming out. Mm-hmm. Now, I got this from moviefans.com. I think I've mentioned this before on the air, but I have the actual quote now. Sean Connery admits he thought the whole concept of literary figures turned crime fighters was a bit far out for his role in the movie The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. But that didn't stop him from accepting the role. Quote, Sean Connery, I got offered The Lord of the Rings, and I turned it down. Because I didn't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
I was offered The Matrix. But I turned it down because I didn't understand it. Then I was offered The Matrix again. And I turned it down again. Because I didn't understand it. I don't understand The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen either. But I'll be goddamned if I was going to turn another one down.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
So that's where Sean Connery's headed.
I think we've discovered something about his faculties.
He could have been in The Lord of the Rings,
a
huge hit.
Yeah.
He could have been in The Matrix. He turned The Matrix down twice.
Wow. Because he didn't understand it.
He didn't understand it.
There are lots of movies he's turned down that he didn't understand.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Mr. Connery, go ahead.
The day is mine. I'll take famous for 400.
Titles. Famous titles.
Damn!
And the answer is, this movie title is taken from the name of the book, Gone with the Wind. Mr. Connery.
Dolly Parton.
Titles, Mr. Connery, not
Not a fan of the ladies, are you, Trebek?
The Don and Mike Show.
We will never speak of this again. The Don and Mike Show.
501. We'd be blowing whistles now if we were crazy disc jockeys. With a...
Party till you puke.
Don and Mike Show on WJFK FM. Washington, Live 105, Baltimore. 96 Rock, Ocean City. 94 WYSC, Philadelphia. KCJJ, Iowa City. And 92.9 WBUF in Buffalo.
Very good.
There are other stations, but we got issues. Everybody's got issues. Those are the non-issue stations. Told them we're going to have an issue in Philadelphia in a couple of months, I think. Let's welcome in now Sean Connery.
Ah, we meet again, Mr. Geronimo. How are you? I'm slightly disturbed.
Why is that, sir?
There didn't seem to be any, there were no vegetables in your green room.
What type of operation are you running here?
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for simply a platter of food, something to nibble on while I'm waiting through some of your mundane chatter.
I think we had donuts back there today.
I don't understand that. Why would you have donuts in your green room? I'd prefer something like a standard little cheese platter or something like that. But, you know, significant roughage so I don't bind up.
Mm-hmm. You know what I found?
Incomprehensible.
You know what I found most incredible about you as I look at your movie career?
Yes, my fabulous movie career, which you're more than welcome to talk about as much as you'd like.
When you were in The Hunt for Red October.
That was a fabulous film.
You were playing
yes.
a Russian dude.
That's right. I didn't have a Russian accent.
You did it with a Scottish accent.
There's not a chance that I can do any kind of accent other than Sean Connery's accent. That's what it is. And I heard you talking about me, Geronimo. And I've got my gun sights set squarely in the middle of your forehead.
So you got offered the Lord of the Rings.
I didn't understand it.
You got offered the Matrix.
Well, I defy anybody to take a script for the Matrix and try to understand it. It's just poppycock. It's rubbish.
But then they came back to you a second time.
That's because they wanted me to sell the second franchise, and I was more confused the second time when I looked at that than I was the first time. It was ridiculous. It was silly stuff.
So you turned down two of the biggest movies of the last 50 years.
Well, that's just the way it is. I will not do a film if I can't completely understand the premise, and sometimes I'll do one like this last one, The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. I'll do that if I can figure it out.
Okay, explain it to me.
Stuff and nonsense is what it is.
Explain
it's stuff. It's...
Explain The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen,
well,
please.
I'll parrot to you what they tell me at the studio, and they're going to send me out on one of these tours. And it's a group of comic book characters that were actually literary figures, writers, who fight crime. That's about it. It's got some crazy shoot-ups in it also. Just here, there, some bad guys, some good guys, and, you know, what we all do. We fight crime, and we get into sort of scrapes and fights, and I don't understand it.
Explain, now, have you seen The Matrix, the movie you turned down, The Matrix?
No GTs, unfortunately, regrettably. Not enough naked breasts. That's what I'm not really confused. That's what I'm confused. We don't have enough naked breasts in the movie. I said, how about something like we used to have in the Bond days? You know, get some nice cleavage. That'll sell you your pictures.
Did you see The Matrix?
I did.
Do you understand it now?
I don't understand it then. I don't understand it now. Why do people go see that? It's a bunch of rubbish. It's garbage. It's garbage with these slow-motion bullets flying through the air. It's just not the way we used to make it. Not when Caine and I were doing movies. I'll tell
Michael
you.
Caine?
Oh, Michael Caine and I. That's when you had real stuntmen falling off real horses and real extras, thousands of them gathering in a sandy area with 110-degree heat. That's what I enjoyed. I'll tell you what I did like and understand, but I didn't get a chance to do it because there was a scheduling conflict.
What's that?
Kangaroo Jack. Now, there's a picture you can get your head around completely. Not like so many of these scripts. But let me tell you, Geronimo.
Explain Kangaroo Jack to me.
Kangaroo Jack's about a kangaroo over in Australia that accidentally gets some money put around his neck and hops off into the outback, and they chase him, and it bloody talks to me. That's what I know about Kangaroo Jack.
Kangaroo Jack.
It's fantastic.
Now, that's a movie you would have done.
Listen, I understand what you're talking about. You're talking about the fact that it's a major news story that I've turned down these movies, but there have been thousands of them, Geronimo. It's not just these simple films that I've turned down, and I have solid reasons for not understanding some of these scripts. There have been more scripts offered to me, and this is a little-known fact that you should remember.
Okay.
Remember this fact, Geronimo.
Okay, I will.
The fact is that I've had more scripts sent my way than any working actor. You check your facts on that. I've documented the over 2,500 scripts that
more than
have been sent to me.
Gene Hackman?
More than Gene Hackman. I'm a bigger star, man. I'm a bigger star than Hackman. You
what
know that. I think the world knows that.
What else have you turned down?
Stuart Little.
Now, you mean the little mouse?
I didn't understand it. How could anyone possibly understand this?
Didn't you read the book when you were a kid?
I didn't read. I don't really have time. I'm playing golf over in Scotland. I don't have a chance to read these things. It's horrible.
He's a little mouse that drives a car.
That was one. I just looked at this. I said, there's no way. You wouldn't have a rodent that'd be able to sit there behind the wheel. And why is he talking in the first place?
It's a movie.
Interest. I didn't understand it. Porky's is another one.
Really?
Turn that down flat. Couldn't get my head wrapped around it. Didn't understand it. The Exorcist, that was a complex thing. What's this? The girl's head spins around and I'm supposed to play a priest? It's not going to happen. They gave it to Von Sydow. I was damn good in the part. I didn't mind his work at all. He was fantastic.
So it sounds to me like you've turned down...
International Velvet? Couldn't understand it. Why is she so close to a bloody horse?
Oh, that's the Elizabeth Taylor movie?
Which, I've been at this a long time. You didn't know that, did you? Big Trouble in Little China. Well, for God's sakes, I can't understand the goddamn title.
Well, now there you go. Now, that was a smart one. That's a Kurt Russell movie. Yeah.
The Secrets of the Ya-Ya Sisterhood was way above me also. And, of course, I've always turned down anything with Swoozy Kurtz in it.
Good. Well, that was a smart movie.
She just looks like she'd smell offensive.
Now, you know what I did hear you did want to do?
30 Seconds Over Tokyo.
I don't remember the name of it, but you remember that movie they did with that Stuart Smalley character? That guy, you know,
yeah,
because people like me. Yeah.
And darn it, people like me.
You wanted to do that one, right?
Yes, it was a simple concept, a simple plot, and I thought I would have been damn good in it.
With Al Franken.
He wouldn't have been in. I would have been the total. I would have been Stuart Smalley.
You would have.
I looked darn fine in the wig, too.
Mm. Now, what about?
And of course, that's what I do now. Any movie has to have a wig.
Yeah.
What about Austin Powers? Now, Michael Caine played Austin Powers' dad.
I have issues with Muppets. I won't do anything with Muppets in them. Damn scary, skeezy characters, if you ask me. Made out of felt. Big metal poles moving their arms and limbs around. A hand up their backside.
Some man hand up the ass.
Googly eyes. Don't care for the Muppets.
What about
make me tingle.
Austin Powers. That's like a takeoff of James Bond.
That's,
I'm amazed who's not been in there.
That's a takeoff on something that's completely impossible for me to comprehend. I didn't understand that script. They wanted me to play number three or number four or something like that, whatever they wanted. And it was just, this doesn't make sense. You're doing some sort of spoof. If you're going to do a spoof, then call it James Bond. Austin who? It didn't make it. Mini-me is bloody deformed also. It doesn't make me work. I don't understand that. I've turned thousands of them down. King Kong. There was a movie I turned down, even though I would have loved to work with Ms.
Now, what about Spider-Man? Do we offer Spider-Man?
Yes, you know, what it is what they do with me occasionally, when they offer me some of these movies like Spider-Man and The Incredible Hulk, I've been offered them all, they'll send me the comic books. And they ask me to sit there for a weekend and digest these silly comic books with their silly stories. And God damn it, man, I would get to the end of this and I still wouldn't understand it.
All right,
that's the thing I have. That's the problem I have. The colors
understand.
Are damn distracting.
Do you understand the bits they do about you on Saturday Night Live where you play Jeopardy?
I must admit, I've been sent tapes by NBC and Lorne Michaels from Saturday Night Live, and they don't... They don't work for me. I don't understand what's so funny. I understand that game. I understand
I'll play
category.
You one now, and you tell me if you think it's funny.
All right, let's see.
All right, here's a clip. It's great.
If you insist on playing that, it's fine with me.
Will Ferrell, and is it Daryl Hammond?
Yes.
Yeah, here you go. It's funny as hell.
Suck on it, Trebek. Suck it long, and suck it hard.
That's beautiful. You kiss your mother with that mouth.
No, but I did something to your mother with this mouth.
Why is everyone laughing? It's not gelling for me.
Funny.
It doesn't speak to me in a comedic way. I like a good belly laugh as much as anything. Anything with haggis. Anything that has a joke with haggis in it, which of course is a delicious intestinal dish.
Does this make you laugh? Here's our new tape that makes us laugh on the show.
Very good.
Listen to this.
Did you wash your ass today?
Now that's damn funny.
Ah.
Of course, if you're talking about washing your arse.
Did you wash your ass today?
And the question was asked, and I will give you an honest answer. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
No, I did not. And let me tell you something. I need to each and every day. You're familiar with my work. You've seen me with my shirt off.
And you were that.
That matted hair crawls all the way down my back, and I'm known as one of the hairiest actors in Hollywood, and it hasn't gotten any easier now that I've advanced in age somewhat.
And you wear that quilt all the time with no underpants.
Absolutely. And look at your, this is your D.C. weather that you have here. Yeah. Hot, humid, humidity. I'll tell you right then. I need a bottle brush.
In the next minute that we have for this segment,
yes.
Tell our audience why they should go see The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, a movie that you've already said you don't understand.
Well, I can answer you. It's a simple concept. It's entertainment.
It's a diversion. It's something you go see. You go out, you have your dinner, your popcorn, you sit down, you plunk yourself in a mindless chair and enjoy an escape. That's what the movie is. That's
what's the best part of the movie?
That's what the cinema is all about.
What's the best part of the movie?
Well, that would be totally subjective. Now you're asking me a line of questions that I don't understand. The best part of the movie would be the scenes that I'm in it.
Ah.
Well, that's what it is. I don't know. I can never find the theater.
Does it have a happy ending?
It depends on your perspective. I know there are certain sick warriors out there that probably like to see the catalyst or the individual that is the hero. They like to see him get a bullet between the eyes. That'll make them happy. It all depends on your perspective. Why are you grilling me with this?
You know, I like your perspective on...
I don't understand your show.
Get up for a second.
Yes.
And take a look out the window. We got... Yeah. It started about 10. Now there's about 35 listeners from around the country.
35 listeners? They're all sitting there.
We're out.
They're sitting under
outside.
A tree. They're drinking beverages and eating some sort of food off a griddle.
What is your thought of them as you look at them?
Well, they seem like they could actually... I would actually like to quote your program.
Go ahead.
Could I speak to all of them? Will they actually hear me?
Yeah. I think they have the radio on outside.
Well, hear me now, listeners. Listeners of the Don and Mike Show. Have you washed your ass lately? That's all I have to say. But you've got a fine group out there.
Did you wash your ass today?
Would that be all of your listeners?
Yeah, that's all about 35.
Here live.
That's all of them.
Well, for God's sakes, man, tell them to drive around and solicit other people to do that. They're all sitting under a tree.
I know they are.
I don't understand. There are lots of things about your country I don't understand either. And I'll tell you something. I don't like visiting as much as I used to. Mm. It's very, very confusing right now.
You know, you seem to be losing. I don't want to use the A word.
Your cars over here beguile me.
I don't want to use, you know, the Reagan word.
Yeah.
I don't want to use the...
Reagan word? Well, you just did. If you said the Reagan word, I understand.
You know, the A word.
The A word? You said ass. Have you washed your ass
lately? No. The A-L-T-Z-H-E-I-M-E-R.
Oh, Alzheimer's.
Oh,
Alzheimer's?
Rob.
That's the disease of the brain.
Yes. Yes.
You're not possibly insinuating that I've got some sort of brain issue, are you?
Where are you at right now?
What, Mr. Kong?
Where are you at right now?
I'm in a studio with microphones.
In what city?
Damn. Let me just, if I could pause for a second. All right, here we go.
Okay, go.
Good. Let's throw it at the dartboard and see if we hit the bullseye. Kuala Lumpur.
we're gonna break.
Was I incorrect?
No, you're right on.
Very good.
We're broadcasting live from Kuala Lumpur.
I have another one standing by. Let's try Barcelona.
Our phone number 877-365-3636. You know what? We need two challengers to play the game this week. It's wide open.
Have you washed your ass lately?
Jeopardy. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Sean Connery is also here. Let's move on to Double Jeopardy, where the cast is...
Not so fast, Trebek.
I really thought that was going to work.
You were wrong, you mountebank. I pose a conundrum to you. A riddle, if you will.
I don't want to hear it.
What's the difference between you and a mallet with a cold? One's a sick duck. I can't remember how it ends, but your mother's a whore.
The Don and Mike Show. Taking you on a journey that you could not take on your own. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That doesn't sound anything like me.
You don't think that's funny?
I don't find it. I don't understand it. I don't understand the concept as far as they're trying to make me laugh, and I'm not laughing. I'm sitting over here just trying to figure out everything about your United States of America. First and foremost, how you established this place to start with when you had a perfectly good kingdom across the ocean.
You're in Barcelona, though.
Well, that's true. Actually, now I've just dialed it in. They sent me a little paper saying that I'm in your nation's capital.
Oh, so now you know that you're in the United States.
But not specifically. They reminded me your studios are in Burke, Virginia.
We're
We're here with a very confused Sean Connery.
Yeah, yes, sure. Good morning.
Love us in Jeopardy now, Sean. Sean, we got two players, right?
Yes, we do. This is Low Budget Jeopardy. Now entering the studio is an insurance salesman from Sacramento, California. Let's say hi to Jason Simmons.
Hey, Jason.
What's going on, Sean?
I'm just hanging in there trying to get my bearings and fighting this incredible confusion that seems to be growing. Now in the studio is our second person. He's a challenger from Philadelphia, an accountant. Let's say hi to Bill O'Brien.
Hello, Bill.
Hello, guys.
Try to pick up that enthusiasm, Bill. You're on a radio show. This isn't TV, is it?
Sorry, Trebek.
We're making a major motion picture right now, Sean.
Oh, which camera do I stare at? And now entering the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. Remember, Jason and Bill, don't screw with the Lord Quizmaster.
Okay.
And remember to take your pills. And let's say hi to Alec Trebek Geronimo.
Where did take your pills come from?
That's just an advice that I give to everybody. Take your pills in the morning when the doctor tells you to. And good morning.
Here are your categories, guys. They are Sean Connery movies.
Now, that's the kind of respect that I am owed.
Yeah. Newly Dead.
Newly Dead. Could be me. I know what that look says all over your face. You're thinking that I'm about to go into a casket. Well, it's not true, man.
No, I think you're going to be probably BD.
Brain Dead? I picked up on that one.
The Savage Saga.
The Savage Saga. I'll tell you, Michael Caine and I fought some savages.
America the Beautiful.
What's beautiful about it? I don't understand.
New on Divid and Home Video.
Divid?
DVD.
Come again?
They're small little movies. They're on little discs.
Indies? Independents?
No.
From an independent filmmaker?
No, they're discs.
Regular movies.
What's the button? They look like this?
That's a frisbee.
All right, here are the categories again. Sean Connery movies.
Like a 45 p.m. record?
Newly Dead. The Savage Saga.
I don't understand.
America the Beautiful.
Is it time for breakfast yet?
All right, beautiful country. And new on DVD, home video.
We're about to play the game, aren't we? I should have my pencil sharpened.
Let's see, the exciting Bill. Bill will start with you.
Okay, new on Divid for one, please.
New on Divid.
Cheese is aboard.
Pardon me?
I said the cheese is aboard. Okay. Would you like a wheel?
Stars Colin Farrell.
What is Phone Booth?
Phone Booth, yeah.
You're on the board with $1, Bill. You must be very happy about that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, good for you.
Go again.
New on Divid for two.
Stars Kate Hudson. Oh.
Jason, it's your chance to steal.
What is How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days?
I got to do this. Correct. Right.
$2 for you. Go again, Jason.
What's new on DVD for three?
Stars John Travolta.
What is Basic?
Absolutely.
$3. I got that script. I didn't understand it. Make no sense to me whatsoever, but Travolta will take anything. Seriously, he's like a junkyard dog. Sops up all the scraps. You're in control.
Unlike you and your brilliant choices.
My choices are wonderful, man. I stand by the Bond pictures. Mm-hmm. And I remind you, I'm an Oscar winner.
And you turned down The Matrix.
Didn't understand it.
You turned down Lord of the Rings.
A feast of confusion. All right, Jason, you're in control.
Sean Connery movies for one.
Attaboy.
There you go, Sean Connery movies. Yes. Now we're getting somewhere.
I love them all.
Co-starred Alec Baldwin.
What is Medicine Man?
Jesus, man, they were just talking about it. Bastard.
Bill.
Don't know that one, sorry, guys.
I tell you something, you've got a problem with the attention spans of your listeners. I didn't remember it until you mentioned it, but I know it now.
What is it?
Never say never.
No, it's The Hunt for Red October.
My ham has no conscience.
It's what?
Turn around and look at your boy. He's enjoying that, and I just read it.
Did you write that down for me? What did you write?
My ham has no conscience.
Rob wrote a joke. My ham has no conscience.
That's right. He's swimming in Alzheimer's alley now, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. I get it.
So ham would be brain.
Okay.
Oh, whatever.
You know,
give yourself a heart attack laughing.
Well, you know, we may break down the third wall. Rob, step to the mic for a second.
Good.
Let's get an explanation.
Exactly.
Point of order, Mr. Speaker.
This joke.
Yes, because it's a non sequitur because he has Alzheimer's.
So, here's a lesson for young broadcasters. Don't always read it if it's put in front of you.
All right, Sean Connery movies.
I stand by it.
For two.
Who's in control? I've lost my place. I don't understand the game either.
It's Jason.
Yeah.
Jason, this Sean Connery movie, co-star Dustin Hoffman.
What is Dragonheart?
Bill, your chance to steal.
What is Just Cause?
Nope. Family Business.
Jason, you're still in control.
Remember, it was him and Dustin Hoffman and what's his
Matthew
name?
Matthew Broderick.
That's him, right?
I remember all my co-stars, but I don't understand why they're answering the answers with questions. Why don't they simply give you the answers?
Because that's how they do it on Jeopardy.
That's a foolhardy thing, if you ask me.
Jeopardy is that thing that they make fun of you on Saturday Night Live with.
Oh, I understand. I've seen the tapes.
You're playing a game show.
The clams are singing. Go ahead, Jason.
What is Sean Connery for three?
You don't have to say what it is, but here it is. For three, this Sean Connery movie co-starred Catherine Zeta-Jones.
What is Entrapment?
There you go.
$3 for you, Jason. You've got quite a lead as we continue through this confusing game.
Jason, go again.
What? Savage Saga.
Savage Saga. All right. Prank caller mentioned this about Michael Savage's appearance.
His bad teeth.
No.
Not in the form of a question.
Bill, here's your chance to steal.
What is his bad teeth?
Yes, that's right. Michael Savage's bad teeth.
$1 for you, Bill. You're in control. Select again.
Okay, Savage Saga for two, please.
Because, you know, we were in this thing because the caller mentioned us.
Got dragged in.
TV network that this dummy was fired from.
What is NBC?
Jason, your chance to steal.
What is MSNBC?
Right, or as I like calling it, BSNBC.
$2 for you, Jason, and you're in control.
Let's finish up the category.
Savage's real last name. It's too funny.
I mean, Penis. I'm not...
You don't know how close you are.
That always makes me chuckle, that word. All right there, Bill, your chance to steal.
What is Wiener?
Yeah. His real name is Michael Wiener.
There you go. There's another $2.
You know, and think about it. His real name is Wiener.
Uh-huh.
He changed his radio name to Savage.
There are no scissors in the ocean.
He's like a homophobe.
Bill, you're in control.
Okay, newly dead for one, please.
And there may be scissors in the ocean.
There you are.
What if someone threw them overboard?
Scissors in the ocean, deep down where Davy Jones' locker is, where all the pine trees rest.
What did you want? I'm sorry.
Diabolical.
Newly dead for one, please.
Newly dead. Okay.
And that was $3 you got last time, not two. Isn't that right,
yeah,
there, Bill?
For yes, Wiener. Yeah.
I gave you two, and you should have three.
Right.
Newly dead. A friend of this show, famous hillbilly.
Who is Buddy Epson?
Right.
$1. Rest in peace, Jed Clampett.
He's saving a spot for you.
I love
newly
that
dead
show.
For two, please.
Didn't understand it though.
When she played baseball, she shook off all the signs.
Jason, your chance to steal.
Oh, come on, guys. Like my favorite joke, Katharine Hepburn.
And Bill, you're in control.
Okay. Get it? See what she would shake off the sign.
Newly dead for three, please.
Vegas-style comedian.
Who is Buddy Hackett?
There you go. You get Buddy Hackett, but you don't get Katharine Hepburn shaking off the sign.
That's a strange world. Oh, I never smell butterflies. All right, Bill, you're in control.
What's the other category? America.
America. America.
America, please.
America. America.
You are a great contestant.
Shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with daisies.
This is from the Harper's Index 2002, which is like an almanac about America. In 2002, this state issued the fewest speeding tickets.
What is Rhode Island?
Jason, your chance to steal.
What is North Dakota?
Close. Montana.
Montana. Yes, sirree. The Low Country. All right, Bill, you're in control.
For two, please, America, for two.
In 2002, this state issued the most speeding tickets.
What is New York?
Jason, your chance to steal again.
What is California?
Negative. No. Florida.
Florida.
Florida, big I-95 corridor.
The Pine Tree State. Bill, you're in control.
America for three.
In 2002, this final question on the big board. In 2002, this United States state had the most DWI arrests.
What is California?
Chasing your chance to steal.
What is Florida?
Now, which one is it?
Illinois.
Ha, the nutmeg state.
And that's the end. That's the end of the first round.
Like a legless pony in the sky.
Who's got what? Sean, who's got what?
Jason finishes with $10, Lord Quizmaster, and Bill has $9, and they're both doing a fine job picking the cranberries.
All right, we're going to play final low-budget Jeopardy now, where we physically force you both to bet it all.
Good night.
There you go, daughter. How come you didn't say anything about him? One of your countrymen just walked by the window.
Absolutely. It's good to see you. Good night, Donna.
Tally-ho.
Tally-wacka.
Here is the category. Final low-budget Jeopardy. You're going to like this, Sean.
It's a close game. You know, Jason's got $10 and Bill's got $9. It's a real snail race.
Movie stars is the category.
That's a fine category. I can relate to that. So can you, too.
So here's the answer.
Is that Timmy O'Bibernay?
The answer we need with 1 year either way, the current age of movie star Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Movie stars, like Lincoln.
you can get it wrong either way. We'll give you 1 year on either side. The current age of, you know, Terminator, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Guys, answer in the form of a question and good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive the Book of Things I Don't Understand.
Oh.
That's right. This book is stuffed to the gunnels with things that I find completely incomprehensible.
Gotta be a big book, man.
From hacky sack to automatic tellers, wireless telephones, peanut brittle. I hope you can find some common ground with me, Sean Connery, on these crazy illusions that come at me every single day. And there's a whole chapter on treadmills. Now back to final low budget Jeopardy. Alex Geronimo.
You don't understand that, huh?
That's my description. Pieces of plastic that send you nowhere.
All right, who do we want to go to first here?
The person with
Bill?
The least money is Bill.
Bill O'Brien. Bill. We'll give you 1 year either way in the form of a question. The current age of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What is 50?
Oh, negative.
Oh, let's see how the other fella can do.
Negative. Jason, if you get it right, you're the big wiener.
What is 55?
And that is right on the money.
And that means that Jason Simmons is all over the job. What's the matter, man?
Hold on a second. Stop that.
What's happened?
Lisa was just screaming in my ear.
My armpits are glowing.
Lisa, come on in here for a second, please. I understand we may have to disqualify Jason.
The judge there was some sort of last-second cheat going on. Here comes Joe Ottinger.
Hi, Joey.
He changed his answer. He told me 54.
Jason, is that true?
Yeah, 1 year difference. What's the hell?
We have standards and practice.
Jason, the deal is, that's the only way we can make sure you're playing the game honestly, is that when you tell the guys, the screeners, the answer, and then when you get on the air, you don't change it.
I still would have won.
Except now you lose.
If you'd told the truth.
Goodbye, douche.
That's right. And where are you from, Jason?
I'll see you later.
Sacramento, is it?
Yeah.
Yes.
See you in a few weeks, Don, Rob.
Goodbye.
I hope there's carpet in your shot glass.
Suck me. Douche. Hey, Bill.
You.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Here's a little message for Jason.
Yeah.
Don't go head-to-head with Lord Quizmaster when you've given us all your home phone numbers.
Listen, Bill, you don't take this the wrong way, my friend. Not the brightest bulb on the tree. So we're not going to invite you back to play again, but you do get to keep all of the money from today and prizes. So now here is Sean Connery to tell Bill O'Brien, who at least was honest.
Yes, he was.
What he's won. Sean.
Honesty is the worst policy. And you've doubled your score to $18. We throw in a $25 bonus for $43, but here are your prizes. Are you ready?
Okay, I am.
Are you ready? Pay attention. For God's sake, stay away for the other segment, man.
Don't make us cancel two contestants in one segment.
Sorry.
First of all, it's a Star Trek Nemesis prize pack and a free large pizza from Papa John's. Go in for the ultimate Trek starting every half hour on digital cable. Order Star Trek Nemesis on in-demand pay-per-view off of Comcast Cable. But wait.
There's more.
It's Tomb Raider, Angel of Darkness, PlayStation 2 game. Lara Croft is more kick-ass than ever in a new PlayStation 2 action debut. Tomb Raider, Angel of Darkness, available wherever PlayStation 2 and PC games are sold or at www.tombraider.com, the internet. I don't understand it. And there's one final prize for you.
There's more.
A Game Freedom Pass. Head to your local participating Blockbuster store today to get your Game Freedom Pass for just $1.99, mm-hmm. or is that $19.99?
No, it's $19.99, but he gets it for free.
Get unlimited game rentals for 30 consecutive days with no extended viewing fees. You must be thrilled about that, Bill.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot. Well,
thanks so much.
Thank
for
you, my friend.
Game.
Thank
I enjoy
you.
It.
You got it. And, you know, just so everybody understands, the deal is, you know, on Jeopardy, they write down the answers, so we trust you guys to tell the screener your answer. And then the thing is, even if it turns out you're right, if you change your answer...
That's cheating.
Yeah,
right. There's no, you take no quarter for cheating. We draw and quarter him. With him open like a salmon.
Sean Connery, is there anything you'd like to say before you leave Rio de Janeiro? Have you enjoyed your time here in Rio?
I'd like to share with your listening audience something that I've always said, my mother said to me.
Yeah.
The moss never grows fast on the south side of the egg. Keep that in your pipe and burn it.
How do you like Rio?
Rio de Janeiro is a beautiful place. I can't wait to go out and see the girls with the rope floss up there behind.
Always remember, never forget, the Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of
Horon Incorporated and is distributed by the King Sisters.
Oh, and hey, Sean?
Yes, Don.
Did you wash the ass today?
I did not, sir. You take care. Look at it. It smells.
That poor, confused man.
Wow.
Confused.
What is the deal?
Yeah.
Something to do with his ham.
I'm not sure.
He's old.
He's out of
ham.
I love it. I do love it.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Who's that? Jimmy.
What's up?
Did I hit something?
What the f*** is that?
What? No.
What the f*** gonna blow his
back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
This is Ray Liotta, and you're listening to my favorite Goodfellas on the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636.
Right.
They're ready to believe.
Yeah.
Is anyone listening?
I think so.
Did you wash the ass today?
Hey.
Hey, what happened?
What happened?
Drink your mead, but in moderation. No man is called discourteous who goes to bed at an early hour. Just ask Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's a weird one. That's an interesting one.
That's from our trip to Iceland.
Right.
It was on the menus. Rob and I got great joy out of reading those menus. I bet that we'll probably have some good stuff from our airline stories of going to Sacramento.
And our friend Magnus, who I have kept in touch with, I believe, is going to be moving back full time to Iceland. I think he's getting...
Rob, he is a nice guy.
Rob gives me the very phony thumbs up.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Kill me.
Hello.
I'm sorry, but wrong number. I got a wrong number. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, you're lying.
No, I'm not. I call in to my ex-wife, find out what about my kids, but it's all good. I dialed the wrong number.
Well, your wife and the kids living in an 800 number?
At her work, yeah.
At her work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know who you called?
No, I don't.
Well, where are you calling from?
Where am I calling from? Florida.
This is a line for sex offenders to register themselves.
Right on. Well, unfortunately, I'm not calling for sex offenders, but thanks a lot.
Well, you've been registered anyway, just for dialing the number.
What is your name, please?
Bob.
And I see you're in area code 571. The last two digits of your phone number are 99. Thank
right.
you for calling to voluntarily register yourself as a sex offender.
Right on.
Now, would that be animals? I must ask these questions, sir.
Yeah, it's animals.
Do you have time to fill out our questionnaire?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Dogs or cats?
Dogs, naturally.
How many years have you had the bestiality fetish?
12.
What caused you to develop the bestiality fetish?
Talking to people like you.
Do you ever use peanut butter?
Quite frequently.
Awesome. He's making me laugh. I can't help it.
Do you ever drink the dog's blood?
Yeah, all the time.
Do you ever drink the dog's white pee?
No.
Does the dog ever drink your white pee?
Why, yes, naturally.
Thank you for calling. And
thanks so much.
Thank you for registering as a sex offender.
Right on.
Bye-bye.
Say it.
You know, here's the thing. I know that guy's lying because we got another call coming in from the same area code. Wherever area code 571 is.
And that guy was too funny to not be listening to this.
Hello,
show
Don and Mike.
Yeah, I was just wanting to tell the guys that 571 is the Virginia area code.
Yeah,
Virginia.
Fan of the show.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Thank you. Not mine. Yeah, I had a feeling the guy was not really with
it. It ain't a Friday show unless we get some kind of witch hunt.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don?
Yes, and Mike. Hi.
Hi, how you guys doing?
We're doing very well, thank you.
Great, big fan. Hey, I'm driving on my way down the ocean, and I went past that Days Inn in Easton, and they've changed it from Robert Wagner to the Brady Bunch.
So maybe Robert Wagner didn't actually spend the night at that Days Inn. Maybe now they're just funning everybody.
Yeah, I think so. But yeah, the thing is, they just put Brady Bunch left there. They didn't even put there.
That's not funny.
No.
Robert Wagner's funny, and you know, you could put Robert Wagner down there if you got permission from, another Robert Wagner.
Or I was thinking maybe the Robert Wagner at some point actually stayed there. I mean, it cracked my ass up when my son was coming back from the beach. He called and said, Dad.
You know what? And if they got a family of Bradys, they could say the Brady Bunch stayed here.
Maybe that's what we
really ought to call at some point, just to find out, you know,
okay.
just to get maybe the lowdown on it.
I'll write it down for Monday's show.
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't you like to? I'd
yeah.
be curious to
yeah.
see the thought process.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, the guy from Florida could have been calling on a cell phone. Could have just been a Virginia area code.
Right, and maybe God will come down this weekend and sap all of the life out of your body.
Right on.
Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, Don and Mike, I just want to get on the air.
Mike, we're not looking forward to it. We're working for it.
We're working for the weekend.
Working for the weekend.
And speaking of the weekend, I want to do this before I forget. May I say, even though she's not listening, and she won't be listening until she's 30, I would like to say happy birthday to Elizabeth O'Mara, who turned 6 years old this weekend.
Right. Your beautiful daughter.
Big
happy
party.
Birthday. Your beautiful daughter.
Daddy's bringing the cake to the party, and I hope I don't screw up.
Did you say she doesn't turn till the 30th?
No. She's tomorrow is 6 years old. She won't be listening to this program until the reruns when she's 30 years old.
Oh, I got okay.
That's what I meant.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing great.
Hey, when is Cousin Luigi going to make another appearance? I haven't heard from him in a while.
Leave the driving to us.
Here's the thing. We were going to do that bit, but somebody else called us and asked us, please leave the driving to us.
Everybody asked for that, and it just keeps getting delayed every week. You're killing me here.
Goodbye. All right, but... Hello, Don and Mike show.
But...
Hello?
Hello. Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Yes.
How you guys doing?
We're doing very well, thanks.
Hey, you know, I thought you guys didn't use screeners when you answered your phones any longer. When did
we
you guys
have
that?
It's never changed.
Oh, we've entered have, Don. I just want to alert you. We have entered the 6 o'clock hour.
I understand. We have 18 telephone lines. Some of our calls are screened. Some are not.
Ah, very well. I stand corrected then. And I have one other question for you, Don.
Do you really give it to me?
Do you
Okay. Bye-bye. Just didn't want to, you know.
Yeah.
When a guy like that calls.
Yes, no good can come of it.
Trouble.
See, the reason the guy called was that he picked up the phone, somebody answered and said, hold on, they'll take your call.
Mm-hmm.
So right away he's going, hey, I thought you didn't took unscreen calls.
Right.
Then when we explained to him, some are screened, some aren't.
Mm-hmm.
Then he goes, oh, okay, my bad. Hey, one more thing. And whenever they say.
Yeah.
One more thing.
No good can come of it.
For instance, here's an unscreened call. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. Just want to tell you that 571 is a cell phone area code for Virginia.
See? If that call would have been screened, mm-hmm. that guy would have been said, you're an idiot,
right.
too. You know, they would. But thank you, though, for proving that we took an unscreened call.
That's right.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
He's not sure if that's a compliment.
Here's another.
Christ, it's a compliment.
Here's another unscreen call. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to ask about Mike's band.
My band?
Anything coming up real soon?
Yep, keep listening. We'll let you know in the next couple of weeks.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye.
Now, see, if that had been screened,
that would have never.
No way he would have gotten through.
And that's great. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, is it me?
Please, unless you're saying that as a joke.
Saying
Oh, okay. Oh yeah, me.
Okay, hi there.
Hi, how you doing?
We're doing very well.
Hey, I had a really rough week this week at work. Cheer me up. Smell my fingers.
Smell my fingers.
I bounce right up your alley. Smell my fingers.
Jesus, hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'm calling to register myself. I'm a sex offender. Is this the sex offender registration line?
See, you shake that colander around a little bit and you get the good piece of pasta.
Don and Mike Show, hello.
Hi, how you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Hey, man, I just wanted to call and tell you that I lowered my cholesterol.
Isn't that like that commercial?
My cholesterol?
But, you know, he did it wrong. Because it's cholesterol, not
right.
cholesterol.
Yeah. I don't know what he was going for there.
Well, it's a bad commercial on TV where a guy like goes in a shoe store
mm-hmm.
and says...
Yeah, I've seen it. I know what he's talking about, and it's not relevant. There's an insurance commercial that has the same premise. I have good news.
Right.
You know, yeah, right.
I just saved some money on my car insurance.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
I was just wondering, so if there's a bit that we don't really like, we keep asking for it?
What's that?
If there's a bit we don't like, do we keep asking for it?
No, it doesn't work. The opposite doesn't work. No, it's just leave the driving to us is just the standard rule.
Either way, if there's
because reverse psychology doesn't.
The rule on this show is this, very simple. You're the consumer.
Right.
We're the professionals.
Right.
If we're doing a bit that you don't like, change the station.
Well, I always do if I don't.
Great. Just like if I'm taking a phone call that I don't like.
You click the phone.
Bye, Dick.
Bye, then.
Bye. Bye, Dick. Lonely Friday night, no weekend, Dick.
You're gone.
So, if there's a bit we don't like, do we
After six. Yeah.
Yes. I just did that. I'm lonely. My wife's not here.
She'll be back very
soon. She's coming today.
Yeah, I know, but not till late.
Oh, really? What time?
I'll be fast drunk asleep.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Mike.
You know, Broyhill called me last night about 8:30. That son of a bitch. He called me up and he just said, I just want to see if you're drunk. And I said, no. I said, I had one small drink.
Uh-huh.
He said, well, you were really desperate for that booze yesterday.
You did appear to have a real Jones for the booze.
You did.
Well, this week has been a grinding week around the radio station.
Really?
Yeah. You're not aware of that, Mike?
I got a little spell back.
You're not aware of some of the behind-the-scenes drama that's
Trust
going on
me,
here?
I'm aware of all of it.
So I just wanted to have a drink.
Have two tonight.
And then I had Rob call me. We just laughed about the weathermen getting boners about the possible tornadoes.
There you go.
Hello.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'd like to pass along the word. You might want to get it out that Don and Rob A's Arrival Gate in Sacramento will be Gate 22 in Terminal B2.
They assign them that early?
Yes, they do. They have set gates here in Sacramento.
But they frequently change them, so.
This one they don't. I work at the airport. I see them every night. They have a set gate that Northwest leases.
It's shaping up to be quite a dandy little crowd.
It's easy because they only get about 6 planes in there a week. I spilled water.
Okay, I didn't know what it was.
I'm having a stroke and the sweats have started.
Hello, Don and Mike. Show. You have big stains on your shirt.
It's just water.
It was noticeable.
I know. I feel sort of stupid.
It almost looks like your boobs are leaking.
Yes, I'm lactating.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, this is Mike calling from the Legacy.
Hi there, Mike.
Hey, listen, I'm calling about Colonel Flink.
My dog, yeah.
Your dog. I understand he left 5 little piles, or actually great big piles for
5
you.
5 gigantic piles of diarrhea, yes, during the storms last night.
I have a 135-pound German Shepherd. His name is Crow. I swear he could be Colonel Flink's twin brother. Same problem.
Did the same thing? Problem.
And he's a vicious attack dog. Thunder just does it for him.
That's interesting. I wonder if it's the breed that they freak out with the thunder.
My dog is not a vicious attack dog, as a matter of fact.
And I think it's real common for dogs to
hate
the thunder
dogs
because
to
it's the atmosphere. It freaks with their...
A lot of dogs get scared.
And Kyle.
Oops. Don and Mike, hello. Oh, it's Buzz's news time. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
How you doing, Mike?
Great.
Oh, this is Don.
It's both of us.
We're both here, sir.
Well, yeah, I couldn't recognize which one it was.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, Don, just a quick question. I thought Bert was going to PSI, Pennsylvania State. Was I wrong? Did I hear that wrong?
How long today or going into yesterday or into Wednesday or possibly Tuesday have you been drinking continually?
Well, 4 or 5 days.
Okay.
1978.
Thank you for asking with the interest. My son was accepted to quite a few colleges. He chose Clemson. Penn State was one of
them. Wine choice.
Penn State was... Did you say wine choice?
Well, a wine choice and a fine choice.
Penn State was
absolutely
one of them.
What is your beverage of choice today?
Budweiser.
Budweiser. That guy is so really drunk.
Budweiser. Some of these calls today are actually funny.
Yeah, you know, it's been a pretty good segment. It really
Hello,
has.
Don and Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike. How you doing?
See, I should have ended with that last
time.
I never know the right call to end on. Hello.
Hey, my name is Clay. I'm in Oakland. I have a joke for you.
I'm like that comedian that kills and then stays on one joke too long.
And ruins the entire time, and this is Clay Aiken calling.
All right, hold on. This is a guy. You know what? Actually, this would be a good way to end the segment.
Mm-hmm.
This is a guy named Clay. He's been screened through Joe.
Joe.
He understands our parameters.
Right.
We're the joke tellers.
And he knows that in the event that the joke is not successful and we do not laugh, that his phone number will be given out to America
on a Friday afternoon. All right, Clay, trust me, we're in great moods. We're ready to laugh. Let us have it.
Okay. An old black woman and her granddaughter were sitting on a porch in Mississippi eating watermelon.
Let him, because he'll get the phone calls.
I'm black, so that's okay.
He'll get the phone calls.
Okay. So the granddaughter looks at her grandmother and says, "Grandma, why are you eating that watermelon with no pantyhose on?" She said, "I don't know, child, but it sure does keep the flies off my watermelon."
I didn't even make out what it was, but it was obviously awful. Folks, listen, this is great, especially if you have automatic dial on a computer program or something. Over the weekend, you'll want to call this guy. He's out on the West Coast, area code 510. His phone number is 823-8648.
There it is, then. Use those free weekend minutes you have.
510-823-8648. And remember, because he's out in Oakland or wherever he is in the Bay Area, if you call at 6 a.m., it's 3 a.m. for him.
Well, they're starting right now.
Yeah.
Right now. Okay.
Goodbye.
There he goes.
Right. Goodbye.
And awful. That's a nice way to end it.
Goodbye.
Not bad at all. Very nicely done.
There you go. Gosh.
Shut up. Not as good as we ended with the drunk, but it right. still was finishing. It was closing.
Yeah, it was.
At least we're done.
Feeny. I mean, we're done with that part of the show.
Absolutely.
Right. Now we're moving to the buzz part. Buzz's news and comments tonight. Buzz.
Yes.
I know you hate change, but I want to tell you they have new exciting copy.
Wow.
Brand new card that I get to read. Wow.
Wow. Let me hear it. I'll let you know.
Not yet. Not yet. Oh, here we go.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
This is Buzz.
Hi.
He made it up.
Buzz, your lead story tonight is?
Today, three words we thought we'd never hear Senator Jerry Springer.
I'm okay with it. I'm down with that.
He's no Arnold.
I'm down with that. You're goddamn right he's no Arnold.
That's right.
Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned for news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
It's the daytime Emmy Award-winning Don and Mike Show.
Thanks, dude. Time for Buzz and his news. Brought to you by Veramax Sexual Pleasure and Performance Enhancer. Available at 35,000 retail locations. New double-strength Veramax Ultra.
Wow.
Get it now. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Call now 1-888-TRY-VMAX. But how am I going to play this?
Someone call for a doctor?
I'm going to just play it. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, Jerry Springer filed the papers today. He's running for the U.S. Senate. He believes he has a chance after doing surveys, making appearances, and watching his website, runjerryrun.com.
This would be the sound of me.
Okay. No, you're not wrong. Okay. I'm with you.
All right, I'm with you, Don.
I'm with you.
I'm for this. I am more for this than I am for Arnold, because I know this sounds effed up. I think Jerry Springer would make a good politician.
He's been a good politician before. He was mayor of Cincinnati after serving on the city council there.
Jerry Springer. Until he wrote the check to the whore.
Right, and that ruined his bid for governorship of Ohio.
You know, maybe it would make it easier for all of us.
And I'd like to suggest a campaign slogan.
Yeah?
Jerry Springer will make a good senator.
Well, you may see his infomercial, which tells how Jerry's parents escaped Nazi Germany and came to the U.S. when he was 4 years old. The infomercial asks for campaign donations, of course, but it also offers Jerry T-shirts, bumper stickers, and CDs of Jerry singing rockabilly music.
Oh, God.
A national commentator recently said that Springer's candidacy would bring to the voting booth, quote, slack-jawed yokels, hicks, weirdos, pervs, and whatnots, end quote.
Oh, man.
Springer answers that by saying,
hello, this is Jerry Springer. You may know me from my television show. Did you know that my parents fled the Nazis? Please vote for me. I'm going to be trading on my history as a man whose parents survived the Holocaust, so you will forget that I have lesbian strippers wrapped in snakes beating each other over the heads with 2x4s on my daily TV show.
Springer.
His parents actually escaped from Arnold Schwarzenegger's parents.
Remember, a vote for me is a vote against Hitler. There you are. Yeah. Springer in 2004.
Well,
paid for by friends of perverted Jerry Springer.
Well, as for the comment by the commentator about slack-jawed yokels, Springer answers that by saying his show is not to blame for the problems in our schools, our economy, or our job market.
Hey, you know what? Tell me he didn't come up with a way of countering those people early on.
Of course.
He'll be able to handle it.
Sure. Yeah, I think so. He's pretty adept at that. An American Bush.
You know what? That's not it. We got to save somewhere. This is, you must think of your audience as a bunch of slack-jawed yokels.
Cletus, what are you beating your gums about?
No, that's...
You mean the audience is a child?
No.
We had one about slack-jawed yokels.
Because Buzz said slack-jawed yokels. I can't
speak about them as if they were a bunch of slack-jawed yokels.
It's a Simpsons drop. It's Sideshow Bob, I believe, says it.
Well, it's his brother.
Yeah, right.
Sideshow whatever. Mm-hmm. All I'm doing is just ruining the show now. Sorry.
We'll find it and play it when you're on another story, Buzz.
That'll be fine. An American bush was in the African bush yesterday. The president and Mrs. Bush were at a nature preserve on the edge of the Kalahari Desert. He said it reminded him of Crawford, Texas, during a summer drought. He was apparently reminded of something else when the two elephants with which he'd posed for pictures started humping. The president then whispered something to his wife, Laura, who then slapped him on the leg.
He said, "Hey, look there. That's Rosie O'Donnell."
You think I'm bigger?
There you go.
I love it!
W and the First Lady also saw rhinos, cheetahs, and warthogs. Oh, my.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
She would have looked great in spandex, according to the publisher who wanted to turn the late Princess Di into a comic book hero. Marvel Comics wanted to call it Die Another Day. The dead princess would come back to life, mutated into a superhero and ready to fight evil. That was before Buckingham Palace called the idea utterly appalling and a cheap attempt to cash in on Diana's fame and the tragic circumstances surrounding her death. Now the publisher says it'll drop the story.
Yeah, not a bad idea.
If she was here today, I would just say...
Did you wash the ass today?
I'll bet you'd say yes.
Goodbye, Norma Jean.
Well, now that's a question, though. Now that you bring that up, that's a real good question for Elton John.
For Elton John?
Did you wash the ass today?
Should be like hourly.
Now, how can I put this so as not to alarm anyone? In the biggest state of the union, people are being quarantined because of SARS. Dias Air Base are being kept in their homes until doctors know for sure whether they are infected with SARS.
What state is this, Buzz?
This is in Texas.
Texas.
Six of the nine are on active duty. The other three are family members. One of the nine just got back from Toronto, where there has been a SARS epidemic.
SARS!
The flu-like virus first appeared in China last fall. It's infected at least 8,400 people worldwide. 800 people have died from SARS. But
SARS!
Of the 74 Americans who've gotten it,
SARS.
No one has died.
Hey, guess who we just found?
The drop.
Come now, you speak as if they were a gaggle of slack-jawed yokels.
And
there it is.
That's Niles doing the voice.
You know, I know it's like 5 minutes late, but...
Come now, you speak as if they were a gaggle of slack-jawed yokels.
Found it.
Did you wash the ass today?
Yes.
Swinger voters.
SARS!
The lawyer for widowed actor Robert Blake wants us to consider another suspect.
Oh, man.
How you doing, Bob?
I tell you, they're really putting me down.
Yeah.
I hope that all the mothers and fathers out there understand what I've been through.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't been the greatest time for me, but I tell you, I'm enjoying my life. I'm going out on a high note since I've been sprung, and I don't have to wear that orange jumpsuit no more.
Good.
I'm going to go to Vitello's, that restaurant I like so bad.
Why don't you go to Vivian's?
I'd like to go to Vivian's and see my friend Angelo, the maitre d', and then I'll take my revolver, and I'll blow the S out of that bird. There you go. That one's for you. And then your mother. And your brother. I'll shoot you till every last fetter's gone.
Oh, thank you.
Hello. I'm Robert Blake.
The lawyer for widowed actor Robert Blake wants us to consider another suspect in that case, Marlon Brando's kid. Blake's lawyer says he has a witness who will say that she heard Christian Brando tell two stuntmen that Blake's wife should be shot.
Look at my boy. Daddy, look how they massacred my boy.
Daddy. No, I'm sorry. The only Brando is the Godfather Brando. I'm sorry.
The best one. As a matter of fact, the young Brando was interviewed by police early in the investigation, but was later cleared as a suspect.
And you really have to stuff stuff in your like lower jaw, like cotton.
That's
what
you
got to do,
right?
That way.
Yeah, I think so. Christian Brando had also slept with the late Bonnie Lee Bakley, and for a while believed he was the father of her baby. Test proved that Blake was the father. Believing she was after Daddy's money, Christian reportedly said, "Somebody ought to put a bullet through her head."
Tom, can you let me off the hook just for old time's sake?
You know, I was watching that J.O. ceremony for Robert De Niro.
Mm-hmm.
The American Film Institute.
Right.
Their big, gigantic J.O. about Bob, mm-hmm. as all of his movie friends came up and called him.
Bob De Niro.
And I just have to say, you know, I love Robert De Niro, but he had, like, his hair... I don't think it was for a movie role. His hair was all the way down to his shoulders. Mm-hmm. He looked very greasy and unwashed and looked generally bored with the entire process.
I don't think he probably digs that type of thing.
You know what you would have enjoyed more is today on Hollywood Squares. This whole week, all the contestants have been Hollywood lookalikes. And it was Robert De Niro versus, I believe, what's the Italian lady from Grumpy Old Men? Sophia Loren.
Oh.
And it was all very good. She looked very much like Sophia Loren until she would say, I think I'll take Ellen DeGeneres.
I hate lookalikes.
Yeah.
They scare me.
They frighten you?
They frighten me like worse than clowns.
No
but
way.
There was two De Niro moments. One was he was talking about that awful movie he made with Robin Williams, where he was like the retarded guy or the guy that was in the
Awakenings,
the coma, mm-hmm. And
it was a good movie.
Yeah, it was just a more serious Patch Adams, I thought. And he was talking about it, as he's describing it, he was so moved. Bob mm-hmm. was so moved he was crying.
Ah.
As he was just discussing that.
It's not a big deal that you're slamming that
movie.
It doesn't bother me at all. But this I forget the fact that I quoted that movie in my father's eulogy. That's okay. Other than that, it's fine. It's no big deal.
I wasn't there. I didn't know.
That was a phenomenal film. Phenomenal movie. It was... Oh, God, you.
And then the other thing...
Patch, what did you call it? What did you call a watered-down Patch Adams?
No, it's a better Patch Adams.
It is a better Patch
Adams. It's a better Patch Adams. And then the other De Niro moment, and this goes back to Brando,
right.
Was that in Godfather 2,
mm-hmm.
that he actually studied Brando, and what he's doing in Godfather 2, which is obvious, but I really hadn't thought about it, mm-hmm. he's doing an impression
of the younger, of what Brando would be like.
Yeah.
Or what Brando's character would be like younger, right?
Right. And that's just another reason I think, I got in this discussion too, though, I was watching it, that Godfather 2 is one of the few sequels that I would have to say is better than the original.
Yeah,
however...
And by a little bit, I agree. I think it's a better movie than the original one.
However, if there was no Godfather... There would be no Godfather 2.
Right.
Right. You have to say, well, maybe Godfather was better. But I do like Godfather 2 better.
And I think that it's universally recognized as the better of the two mm-hmm. movies.
Absolutely, yeah.
Superman 2 is better, too.
Charlie's Angels 2 is not better.
No, you're right. You're right there.
Caddyshack 2 is a better sequel.
Can I suck the blood out? Hey, I didn't know that thing about your dad.
I was trying to get the gravity of that. You know, I was just using it, yeah. And, you know, that's another reason I'll go to hell. You know, using the death of my own father to make a silly, kooky, crazy pose radio. Point.
I love this story. Some scientists say they have answered the mystery of Stonehenge. When these doctors from Canada studied the ancient monument from above its home in England, they saw what Bob Guccione might have seen. The scientists say that from the air, Stonehenge looks like a vagina.
Yeah!
When the layout of the stones is compared with the human vulva,
quoting
one researcher, there is a distinct similarity. They think it was meant to celebrate life and birth. One doctor says the inner stone circle represents the labia minora and the outer stone circle the labia majora. He says the altar stone could be the clitoris and the open center would be the birth canal. Science marches on.
Wow. Now I'd like to know if that got deleted out.
Let's see.
What's the news story?
I'm listening now.
Because that's a word that we generally can't say.
It's all there. They didn't take anything out.
Bastards, because we have to say, like, do you drive that special Taurus?
That was a...
The CLI model, CLI Taurus?
That was a scientific story quoting scientists, I guess.
You just got to talk about vaginas, and you got to say one of the words that's in the Infinity Book that we can't say.
A word that we would use every hour if we could.
Yes. I want to tell you, I have breaking news of my own.
Yes?
Rob, I wish we had some kind of breaking news music. Do we have anything? Here you go. Breaking news. You know that group of people that's been out front the radio station all day? God bless them.
Right.
Yes. The people from around America that have come to barbecue in front of our station and enjoy the show.
Mm-hmm.
Breaking news. Dennis Murphy is now outside posing for pictures. Can I give you stand up?
Of course, it's after 6:30.
You'll see him.
Do you think he brought items to sell?
There he is. Now, how sad is that? I feel bad for these people from around America. They've come all this way. And that's what they get is Dennis outside.
Yeah, I've known them for a long time. Hi, Mike. Are you a missioner?
I bet he's on the internet all the time with them.
Sure. Oh, I bet he is, too.
Sure. That's why these are his pals.
Part of the reason.
He probably waited to show up like at the end of the day,
you know, like
for the big appearance.
The star, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
No, and now, oh, now he's out there giving us some attitude. Now he's doing this with his hand, like, oh, get out of here. Get out of here.
The star.
Yes, three major effing star, Dennis.
Oh, now he's doing the much love thing.
Yeah.
Much love. And I'll say this about Dennis. I know he's on the internet. I'll plug his website, DennisMurphy.com. He's not the fastest typer, though.
No. Now he's going to be giving you a look.
No, he wants to come in here.
No, of course.
I see him out at the window.
Of course, Buzz is turning your news. Something's never changed.
Naturally.
Not a chance. Dennis, listen to me. You can come in the studio when you get your dog teeth fixed.
That's right.
When you get your dog teeth fixed.
All you have to do is call us and say, you're ready, and we'll find the dentist.
And Dennis, I have one more question for you.
Did you wash the ass today?
Negative.
You know, it's such a sad scene outside.
It is kind of.
All these people.
Sad and happy at the same time.
I mean, I'm happy that all these people from around the country have shown up to have a little barbecue in front of our station.
Of course.
But how sad that the highlight is Dennis.
I know. He's holding court, ladies and gentlemen.
Sure is. And the chicks, he's being videotaped right now.
Sure. He's hoping to get laid.
No, I got a break here.
Yes.
And we just have to go to some window where they can't see us so we can
stare at Dennis.
Just look at this happening. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. They are dirty. Wash them. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Wash
up. Did you wash your ass today?
Well, did you, dude? Huh?
I washed my ass today.
Thank you. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. And now a prettier reason to watch the Today Show. Melissa Stark. She was first known for her work on ESPN.
And she's pregnant, so that means that, you know, the teat fairy's been to see her.
What's she going
to
do on, is she going to be the newsreader?
No. She'll do a number of things, actually. She's
going to operate the breast pump.
On live TV.
After three seasons on ABC's Monday Night Football, she left that show when she got pregnant. The baby is due in early September. After that, she'll cover all kinds of stories for today, but especially the Olympics. But they said they're going to give her some news stories as well to cover. Over at CBS's early show.
Well, I got one comment on that, Buzz.
Yeah?
It's been a long time.
A comment on that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Did you wash your ass today?
Well, Buzz.
Did you wash your ass today?
I'm going to have to before I leave the building. I guarantee you that.
Over at CBS's early show, they haven't had a weatherman for a while. Now they have a really good one. The very funny Dave Price has been hired away from New York's Fox affiliate to do the weather on CBS in the morning.
Do you remember that guy from New York?
Yeah,
the guy from Good Day New York?
Yeah, yeah.
Great.
He'll be covering other stories as well.
Good luck storming the castle.
Not that it'll change any behavior, but most women don't count a lap dance as sexual conduct. Watching ain't cheating.
No.
Watching ain't cheating, in other words.
I'm not even going to call my wife now. I'm not even going to call her, but you know what that answer would be.
I love bitches!
83% of the American women polled by Playboy say a guy getting a lap dance does not constitute infidelity. 90% of the men feel that way. Other interesting survey results from the magazine, 53% of the women say they have someone they see just for sex. 53% of women say they have someone they see just for sex. Only 40% of the guys admitted to that.
Rob Spiewak!
62% of the women say they've had casual sex while in a steady relationship with someone else.
Rob Spiewak!
Only 54% of the guys said that.
Rob Spiewak!
And while 34% of women say they had casual sex more than 10 times last year,
joke.
Only 24% of the men said that about themselves.
Hold on, I got one for that, too.
Get to know Charlie.
Not that Charlie.
I love bitches!
Jerry Lewis is doing the American Idol thing for his next telethon. Jerry, who now looks more like Buddy Hackett, has started a nationwide talent search to prepare for the Labor Day fundraiser. He's calling his Stars Across America,
The winner will appear live on the second day of the holiday broadcast.
Oh, Jerry. You know what, though, Robbie?
Is he really going to make the telethon this year?
I don't know.
That's just going to be a better reason than ever to tape it and watch it. It's always a reason that we always have a great show
right
after Labor Day.
You know what they say on the website? What? Stay up with Jerry and watch the stars come out.
You know, my concern this year is how little time Jerry's actually going to get, because you know he's going to cut back.
But it's going to be hard to move him around.
Yeah.
So if they leave him on stage,
he'll have his popsicles.
He'll have his popsicles.
His oxygen mask.
I predict he'll do 8 hours. I think
he'll do
the first four, and then he'll do the close.
Let's ask Jerry about Jerry in third person.
Yeah. I knew it could be good, and it was great for Jerry. Because you got to understand, I'm not schizophrenic. But when I write, I'm writing to him. And I know him better than anybody. Shut up!
And I know him better than anybody.
Ladies, what's the best way to make over your husband or boyfriend so he's not such a slob? Turn him over to a gay guy. That's the premise of a new show on Bravo called Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
I like that.
It premieres next week. Bravo's kicking off another gay series July 29th called Boy Meets Boy. It's a reality dating show.
I'm not a good reader.
But in this one, the gay leading man will choose from 15 men, some of whom are not gay. Bravo's also doing a new series that'll put actors into the jobs they've just pretended to do on screen. It's called... That show is called But I Played One on TV. Even the old Turner channels, TBS and TNT, are coming up with some original programming. Network executives there say they don't have a lot to announce right now, besides some new Star Wars cartoons and a remake of Neil Simon's The Goodbye Girl, this time starring Patricia Heaton from Everybody Loves You.
Say the name again.
Patricia Heaton.
See?
Yeah. Oh.
See?
Horrible.
Patricia Heaton.
See?
See you in Toledo, you stupid whore.
See?
McDonald's is headquartered in the Chicago area, so it's especially embarrassing, the results of a health department inspection that shut down a Mickey D's at the Chicago Field Museum.
Oh, this is a French fry thing?
No, more than that. Especially since the manager of that location at the Field Museum knew that the health inspectors were on the way for a routine inspection.
Mm.
Maybe that's why the employees used a ballpoint pen to change the July 7th expiration date on the milk.
The milk, yeah.
July 9th. Inspectors also found a floor drain backed up with raw sewage.
Oh, my God.
McDonald's says it's cooperating with the investigation. It also says, and I quote, "We strongly urge anyone not to jump to conclusions until we get all the facts."
So, like on the cartons of milk, they said 7.
Right.
And they just
circles.
And made a circle.
The writing is delicious.
into a 9. My question is, why not go all the way? Why not just put a 1 in front of the 7?
Make it 17.
Just make it 17.
That's great cheese.
It worked on my grade card. In sports, prosecutors in Colorado now say they'll wait until next week to decide whether charges should be filed against all-star NBA player Kobe Bryant. Bryant's been accused of sexually assaulting a 19-year-old woman when he visited Colorado recently.
That's a Kobe beef.
Police say both Bryant and the woman went to hospitals after the alleged assault.
Hey, what happened?
Finally, the following story is true, even though it won't sound like it. Dateline Israel from Reuters. There's a woman who swallowed a bug that flies. I don't know why she ate a bug that flies.
Oh, dear.
Good news, she won't die.
Oh, God, you're doing
the
poem.
It wiggled and wriggled and tickled inside. So she swallowed a fork to catch the bug that flew into her mouth while she was cleaning her house.
Wait, hold on a second. I'm going somewhere with the music for women. A woman swallows a bug,
uh-huh.
So then she swallows a fork.
Right.
What, she swallows a fork hoping to stab it?
Or somehow to get the bug out of her mouth.
She holds on to the fork.
Yeah.
Okay.
At first, she tries to anyway, and then I guess it gets away from her. So she swallowed a fork to catch the bug that flew into her mouth while she was cleaning her house. Doctors hurriedly got the fork out, but the flying bug was nowhere about because, as you may have already guessed, the bug had already been digested.
Oh,
hey, you just did like a Dr. Seuss
thing.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No.
That's it.
We are tapped. Trust me. We'll see you Monday with the all-new episode. Have a great weekend. Do not hurt yourselves, everybody. Love you, Frieda. Love you, Bart. Oh, don't forget, Rob and I will be in Sacramento next Saturday.
Right.
July 19 at Club Aqua. Go to khtk.com for more details. at Mike's request, will be arriving on Northwest Airlines Flight 395, 11:07 a.m., Terminal B, scheduled to be Gate 21. That could change.
What's the Sacramento B?
Sacramento B. Have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll see you Monday. Good day to you, sir.
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 Rusty.
I ate my fork.
Suck. Be an eater.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.